from Comcast. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The ball at the 34.
Yeah, let the big dog hunt. Boy, those were the days, weren't they? Alshon Jeffrey, touchdown. Eagles up 15-3. Super Bowl 52. Those days, a distant memory now, although we can still enjoy them. In fact, we have about 10 hours left that we are able to call ourselves champions of the football universe. I'm Joe Stazak. I'm here till 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Happy Super Bowl 53, everybody. For sports fans, it is a holy day of obligation. Rams and Patriots coming up at 6:30 tonight on CBS. Tony Romo with the call. Should be interesting to hear some of his takes and his predictions as he predicts plays right before they happen, unfolding before our very eyes. We'll talk a little Sixers today as well. Tough loss last night to the Sacramento Kings. 2-2 on the road trip. They're coming home now. 5-3. Three-fourths of the way through that grueling 12-game stretch. Flyers won yesterday. 7 straight wins for the Flyers. 500 now record. They've won 8 of 9 since being the last place team in the National Hockey League as of January 10th. I do want to talk some Super Bowl, though, today. We'll talk a little Nick Foles as well. We have a little bit of, I don't know if you call it breaking news, but Brandon Lee Gowton from Bleeding Green Nation tweeted out a few minutes ago that the Eagles prefer, sources close to Brandon Lee Gowton, let him know that the Eagles prefer to trade Nick Foles to the Jaguars. I can see that. Of course. Who can't see that? You really, if all things being equal, do you really want to trade him in your division? Doubt it. You really want to see him take over a Giants team loaded with weapons or a Redskins team on the rise? You really want to do that to yourself? To me, I personally don't care that much as long as it's best for the team. Whatever they get in return is best for the team. But all things being equal, yeah, send him to the AFC. That's fine with me. You know, good luck, Nick. You're with a team if he goes to the Jags, although I'm hearing they like Joe Flacco a little bit better. But going to the Jags, a team 1 year away from the AFC title game, a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter in Foxborough, almost taking it to the Super Bowl, then, of course, a disastrous year this year, 5-11. Jalen Ramsey talking a lot of smack before the season began. Blake Bortles having just a colossally bad year. It's time to wrap things up and close the books on Blake Bortles. Nick Foles, I think, would be a nice fit down there in Jacksonville. But again, of course, this is all, I don't know if it's news. I don't think it comes to should come as a shock to anyone that the Eagles would rather trade him to the AFC where you could maybe not see him at all. Maybe in the playoffs if you get to the Super Bowl. You really want to see Nick Foles in the Super Bowl, though? Could happen. Could happen. You know, the news yesterday was that the Eagles picked up the $20 million option on Nick Foles' contract. Now the ball's in Nick Foles' court. He has the option of buying back that option at $2 million, buying his freedom. And then, of course, I think at that point the Eagles, it would be in their best interest to franchise tag the man. Franchise tag him. Try to get something for him. We talked about it a lot yesterday. What could you get for Nick Foles? What should you be able to get for Nick Foles? I'd be out of my mind if they don't get a one for him, considering what we've seen other quarterbacks of lesser ilk yield for their services. You know, Matt Cassel, second round pick. Jimmy Garoppolo had played 7 games in the league, second round pick. It's unbelievable what quarterbacks have yielded. Other quarterbacks who aren't named Nick Foles have yielded for their services. And last time I checked,
not only had they not been to the Super Bowl, but they certainly hadn't won the Super Bowl, and they weren't the Super Bowl MVP. Not only that, they didn't come back the following year for an encore presentation, resurrect a team that was dead and buried, win three straight games, then win a playoff game on the road against the top defense in the league. Second consecutive year, Nick Foles did that. Fourth quarterback in NFL history to do that. In the same company as Brady, Montana, Elway, guys like that. Pretty good company. Quite the resume Nick Foles has put together. Unfortunately, it's time to cut ties with Nick Foles. No other option. It's an untenable situation. And I know people continue to chime in and say, well, maybe they can do this. Maybe they can do that. Maybe they can work the deal this way. Maybe they can, you know, kind of finagle it this way so they can assuage, you know, Carson Wentz's fears. But Nick Foles is still the best backup insurance policy in the league. Timeout. Go no further than this. Nick Foles doesn't want to be here. That's it. End of story. Finito. Pat Shermer would say, finito. He wants to start. He's done all he could do here. And he did a great job of it. 7-1 in must-win games the last 2 years. 7-1. And probably deserved a better fate in the New Orleans game. Alshon Jeffrey doesn't catches that football. I believe they go in and score there. Whether they give the Saints enough time and Drew Brees to do whatever, who knows what happens after that. But, and I also think they would go to Los Angeles and give the Rams a run for their money. Rams can't beat the Eagles in L.A. They lost twice in 365 days. They lost twice. Eagles go on the road and did it with Nick Foles. Did it partially Carson Wentz. He had that 4-touchdown performance, and then Nick Foles came in and had a couple drives there, field goal drive to win the game in L.A. last year, which was a huge win. It helped the Eagles secure home field advantage throughout. And it began their resurgence this year. Going into L.A., beating the Rams on the road, national television, the first of three must-win games for the Eagles. Then they go into the playoffs. We know what happened there in Chicago. Late fourth quarter drive. Golden Tate on fourth down, touchdown, extra point good. And, of course, Cody Parkey misses the field goal. Actually, got blocked. A couple fingertips there. Enabled that ball to go left, wide left, double pipe, double doink. And the rest is what it is. So here we stand, Super Bowl 53. Eagles have a little less than 10 hours to bask in the glow of their championship. Of course, it's a lifetime thing, but I'm saying currently, you can still call yourself a champion if you're from Eagle Nation. It's a championship for life. We know that. We're in the club now. We have at least one ring. No one can take that away from us. But I mean, to thump your chest and wear it as a badge of honor, currently, 10 more hours left. Because then New England and the Rams duke it out. Two teams that were one play away from being home. Can easily make an argument that neither of these teams should be there. You can make that argument. I'll argue the other side. They're there because they deserve to be there. You can argue all you want about the no call in the Saints game. Saints would have had the ball first down, run the ball three times, kick the field goal, not give the Rams any time left. But you can, again, there's arguments to be made. Look, Jared Goff face mask a few minutes before would have put them first and goal. Probably would have punched it in. Instead of tying the game, it would have given them the lead. It changes the whole dynamic. Then the Saints would have to go score a touchdown. We don't know what would have happened even if they gotten the first down. There were bad calls in that game, missed calls in that game on both sides. Then you go to the AFC. Brady would have left that game with three interceptions had D Ford not been offsides. Then you would look at it and say, well, yeah, Brady, you know, didn't perform well on the road, and they gave up 31 points in the second half. Did the Patriots 24 in the fourth quarter against the MVP, Patrick Mahomes. A totally, totally different perspective we'd be talking about that game. Andy Reid finally gets over the hump, beats Belichick. something he hadn't done in the playoffs in his career until then. One play, D. Ford offside. And some people, I think Andy Reid even said, it's a tough call there, tough call. No, it really wasn't. He was about a foot and a half offside. It's one you can't not call. I know it had no effect on the play. It's unfortunate. I mean, that's on D. Ford. That's on D. Ford, and the defensive coordinator gets fired subsequently. That play changed the course of many lives. Looks like Steve Spagnuolo is now going to go to the Chiefs and be the defensive coordinator there. Turn that thing around. I mean, that was their problem all year, was their defense. Hell, could hardly keep up with them offensively. Patrick Mahomes, basically a rookie, 50 touchdown passes, 5,000 yards. What? And they did a lot of it without their star running back, Kareem Hunt. But again, one play changed the course of history. One play on both sides. It could easily be the Saints and the Chiefs. Two teams I picked to go to the Super Bowl, Saints and the Chiefs. I also picked the Eagles before the season started to go to the Super Bowl. And the Texans, people know that, made a nice turnaround after 0-3, made a playoff run. They are the worst playoff team in history. They're just awful. I'm done with the Texans. I'm done until they prove me wrong about them, because I will stay away from the Texans. They're cantankerous, radioactive, whatever you want to call them. Unfortunately, the Eagles did not get back there, but still a gratifying season nonetheless. It's going to be an interesting game. I've already given my pick. I'll give it again right now. I like the Rams. It's such a low line. Rams cover the game. They win straight up. Most teams that cover the number win the game outright. Getting 2.5. Line started as the Rams being a favorite. 1 point or a pick 'em. I thought that was right. People said, no, Patriots should come out and they should be the favorite right away. No, I didn't think so. Talking about a 13-3 team, a team that just went on the road and won in New Orleans. 13-3 this year. On a neutral field, I would have given the Rams the nod. I thought Vegas had it right. All the money on the Patriots. All the money. The whole kit and caboodle. 83%, and this was 3 days ago, 83% of the betting money on the Patriots. To me, that reeks of death. The only team that can buck that system regularly is the Patriots. Is the Patriots. You know, if they win, I'd be like, well, okay, that's one of the few times the public got it right. And I can understand that because they are the Patriots. Brady, Belichick, the old guard versus the upstarts. Brady 41, Belichick 66 versus Jared Goff, who's 24, Sean McVay, who's 33. I heard Andrew Saltrunas is just killing McVay and the Rams on the previous show, which was a knockout show, by the way. Great job by Andrew Saltrunas. It was a great listen. Just killing the Rams. I want to know who you're rooting for today. And we've thrown that out before, but it's tough to watch a Super Bowl without a rooting interest of any kind. I usually like to have a rooting interest of some kind, even during the regular season. That's why when I used to bet, that was one of the main reasons I used to play the market. All of a sudden, you're a huge fan of the Bengals or the Raiders or even the Giants, maybe. You're a huge fan. That was fun. No wonder football is the most popular sport in this country. It's all about the money. You can instantly anoint yourself a diehard fan of one of the 32 teams. Instantly. Who you got today? I don't play the market anymore, nor would I bet against the Patriots. If you're asking me who I like the Rams with the points. I like the Rams straight up. I don't think this Patriot team looks like a championship team to me. It's one of the reasons I picked the Eagles last year. I didn't think that was a Patriots championship team look last year. I didn't think so. Got whooped a couple times during the season. This season, I know it only matters how you're playing now. And they're balling. You can make the argument they were a stupid offsides play away from not being there. But listen, sometimes you take advantage of the other team's ineptness. DeFord goes offsides. Put that in the Patriots camp. Chalk one for the Patriots. Threw a pick. Brady was high on the throw. Gronk probably should have brought it down. Turns into an interception that wasn't. That's nullified. Yeah, the money, and I don't even know if too many pundits or experts who have picked the Rams. Everyone's on New England's wood today. Kind of have to ask yourself, like, why? It decimated the Chargers, all right, at home. And again, they rarely play a road game in the playoffs. Rarely play a road game in the playoffs. When they do, they usually come up short, either in Baltimore or Denver. Had to go to the Chiefs because of the miracle in Miami. They erased that. They don't have to worry about that being, you know, a thorn in their side anymore because they're now in the Super Bowl. Played a hell of a first half. Belichick did his thing. Took away the Chiefs' best weapons. Tyreek Hill, one catch. One catch for a top five receiver in this league. Travis Kelce, the best tight end in this league. Due respect to Zach Ertz. Three catches. Three catches under 30 yards. Tyreek Hill, one catch in that game. Meanwhile, Gronk, who's maybe playing in his last game today. I think he's got many years left, but he might call it quits. Always has injury problems. He had a nice game last week. Julian Edelman, 32-year-old Julian Edelman, had a huge game, including 2 third-and-10s on one of those last drives by the Patriots. He's a fireball, man. By the way, if you're looking for a prop bet, I know they don't usually give it to a wide receiver unless your name's Jerry Rice. He's a plus 2,000 to be Super Bowl MVP today, Julian Edelman. It's usually Brady. I get it. Although it was Deion Branch the year they beat the Eagles in 2004. He had 11 catches in that game. He was the MVP. One of the few times the Patriots have won the Super Bowl and the MVP was not named Tom Brady. James White probably should have won it 3 years ago against the Falcons, 2 years ago. 14 catches out of the backfield. By the way, the over-under on catches for James White, if you're looking for a prop bet, is 5.5. I don't know about you, but I'm taking the over, although that looks like a sucker bet. It looks too easy to go over. Talk about a pass-catching back out of the backfield. James White, one of the best in the business. Brady loves to utilize him. Take advantage of the weakness of the Rams linebackers. But it's going to come down to Brady and Goff. Going to come down to Brady and Goff. Third year for Goff, third year for Wentz. Who's ahead? Who would you put ahead? I'm sorry, I got to go Jared Goff. Of the 32 games, he's played 31 in the last 2 years. So he's been healthy. Has had a quarterback rating over 100 the past 2 years under the auspices of Sean McVay. He's been healthy. What can you do? Eagles have made the playoffs the last 2 years. Carson Wentz, a no-show. And I'm not pounding Carson Wentz. Injuries happen. It's unfortunate. He's now labeled as injury-prone. I label him as injury-prone. You don't have to look around and see, oh, well, who's talking about him as injury-prone? I am. He's injury-prone. Look it up. It means hurt often. He's hurt often. You know, I give it to Goff. Now, it's not like the Eagles could have taken Goff, nor should they have. And that's not what I'm saying. If he was available, he was taken number one, and then Carson Wentz was on the board. I think that's who the Eagles wanted all along as well. Can't go wrong with Carson Wentz. That's not my point, but I'm just saying I think at this point, 3 years in, he's a little ahead of Carson Wentz. He's going to be playing in his first Super Bowl. Carson Wentz can't say that. Going to be interesting. Yeah, going to be interesting to see how the 24-year-old plays. Pat Egan calls, I call him California Cool. Pat Egan yesterday called him California Dumb. I don't think he's dumb. Listen, I know the Hard Knocks thing and not knowing where the sun rose, what direction, east or west, it made him look pretty bad. You can't be stupid and be a quarterback in the National Football League, a good one. You can't be stupid. You have to know everything. You have to process information like that. Checkdowns, coverages, audibles. Kill play. You have to know so much as a quarterback. You have to have so much information and process it that quickly. You cannot be unintelligent and be a quarterback in the National Football League. 610-632-0975. So we're enjoying our last 10 hours as Super Bowl champions. What was your favorite memory last year? I started this yesterday. I want to continue the talk because I still want to reflect on it. We can have a good time looking back, reflecting on the memories, where you were, a football story. A guy called in yesterday. His story last year was he fell asleep at halftime and his wife didn't wake him up and he slept through the second half of the game. That might be the worst story I've ever heard. If it's true, and I believe it's true, the guy sounded credible, authentic. To me, that you can't explain that away. You can't make that up.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, what a loser.
Pretty much. Tyler G behind the glass taking requests today as well, doing a great job back there. Let's kick it out to Bill in North Wales. He's going to kick off the show today. What's up, Bill? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, yeah, I'm a huge diehard Rams fan. Always have been.
All right. I like that.
Wait.
Are you from L.A. or St. Louis?
Neither.
Okay. So you just like the Rams. What, did you like Vince Ferragamo or something? Joe Namath?
Who'd you? Torrey Holt.
Okay, Torrey Holt. Yeah. All right. Fair.
I think everybody, this is my prediction, and I mean this. I don't think it's going to be a close game. I think unless Goff plays like he did against the Eagles, I think the Rams win by 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that by a homer. I just truly feel that the Rams, pound for pound, person for person, are much better than the Patriots.
All right. I mean,
I think the only thing stopping them from winning is Goff, actually. I think he's the weakest link on the team.
Really?
I do.
Why? Are you concerned about him?
He's shaky. I mean, it took him a whole half to go against the Saints. Now, he did play great.
Took him a while to get started. It did. Took him a while to get settled in.
Yeah, I mean, you saw him against the Eagles. I mean, he does some dumb stuff.
He did some dumb things in that Eagle. That interception he threw when he was getting sacked was one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the problem. He either looks great or he looks like Mark Sanchez, and that's what I'm worried about. But if he plays good, I have zero problem. I think the Rams are going to win by 2 touchdowns.
All right. I don't know about that. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I'll be honest. I'm rooting for the Rams big time today. And I'm a Brady fan. I had a big man crush on Brady. I love him, love what he's done, love his legacy, love his greatness. But I'm a little tired of the Patriots. I'd love to see the Rams, you know, get one. I like McVay. I like Goff. I like Gurley. I like Cooper Kupp, although he's not playing. I like Aaron Donald. They just have, you know, a star-laden lineup and not a lot of experience, but I hope they get it done today. Where are you watching the game?
I'm watching my buddies out in Conshohocken.
Any Rams fans there?
I'm gonna make them all be Rams fans. I got enough journey for all of them. I just want to say the thing about. I know everybody thinks like, "Hey, Tom Brady just beat the Chiefs." I promise you that the Rams are not gonna let Julian Edelman run friggin' wide open on every third down. They're not that dumb. You know the Chiefs, they messed up. I'm telling you, the Rams defense is gonna look a lot better than the Chiefs did. That I can promise.
All right. Well, we shall see, Billy. I appreciate it, man. Good luck to your Rams. Hope they come through today. George, hang in there. We've got a couple open phone lines right now. I want to talk Super Bowl, your favorite memory from last year. We'll go down memory lane one more time before we have to wrap it up and hand over the torch, whatever you want to call it, the metaphorical ring, the metaphorical trophy, to either the Rams or the Patriots. That game coming up tonight at 6:30. CBS game. I know we're all going to be riveted, locked into that game. It doesn't matter who's playing. I'm locked in. I'm dialed into the Super Bowl. I find it fascinating. The 10-hour pregame show on every station and all the corporate sponsorships and all the ridiculousness that happens all week and all the attention it gets for a football game. It's broadcast in like 273 countries. I just think it's wild. The pomp and circumstance, and I'm still looking forward to it today. So give me your prediction and your favorite memory of last year's Super Bowl. I'm Joe Stazak. I'm here till 3 o'clock today. Stick around, folks. Yeah, the big dog, huh?
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, welcome to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Hi, I've heard about this school for so long, but I never really knew what it was about. I figured I'd come check it out.
Well, here at our Cherry Hill campus, we train students for media careers. Our program uses a completely hands-on approach with instruction from industry professionals.
Is that a studio right there? What are all those people doing?
A few grads are recording a podcast right now. It's one of the studios students use to practice radio performance and production. I'll also show you our TV studio, equipped with everything you need to produce a TV segment, and the computer lab where students learn how to edit audio and video.
That's awesome. It must be great for the students to be surrounded by a media environment.
Yeah, and surrounded by like-minded individuals. Whether students come here for radio, TV, audio, video, or sports broadcasting, everyone is passionate about the media industry.
Wow, I thought Connecticut School of Broadcasting was just for radio. Who knew?
Visit GoCSB.com for more information. Day and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill.
New Year's resolutions are hard. But the Xfinity New Year New Deal is easy. Waking up the kids after a long winter break? Hard. But using the X1 voice remote to quickly find your favorite Netflix shows? Easy. Committing to a trendy New Year's diet? Hard. But watching the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet? Easy. It's the Xfinity New Year New Deal, and it's simple, easy, awesome.
Now through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV Internet and Voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. DVR service free for a year, and ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term and DVR promo, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video streaming membership needed to view on X1. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
Tyrone here to tell you about my Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart. The Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart this week is 76er small forward Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was asked about what the doctor said regarding his sprained wrist. He told reporters the following. They just said to take care of it and try not to fall on it again. That was enough for my guy, Jimmy Butler, to get back into the action. Love the heart of a tough player who isn't trying to milk any injuries. This is Tyrone for the Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
Find the perfect Valentine's gift at King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Oxford Valley, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hiring.
I'm Keith Erickson with a Fanatics Ski Report. Visit Trane.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. It's our best ski weekend yet, knowing when we hit the slopes, we can celebrate on almost any trail coated by the fresh snow we got this past week with weather nice and comfortable finally. Spring Mountain, 5 runs, cruising up until 9 with Bear Creek, 23 trails and 8 tubing lanes for Boulder and Jack Frost each saw half a foot of snow midweek, both 100% open. Camelback with 33 ski and ride runs, plenty of tubing chutes. Gore Mountain, New York, 96 trails, 10 inches of midweek snow to fill up those glades. Stratton Mountain, 86 runs in Vermont.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
Leif Erickson with a 97.5 at Fanatics Ski Report.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. My booty. And these Charmin glossy got me feeling glossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. My Charmin.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
It's Macy's big home sale. This one's so big it only happens twice a year. So now's the time to find 30 to 50% savings for every room. Plus, use your Macy's card or pass and take an extra 10 to 25% off. Look for incredible specials and spectacular super buys on the things you love. Like bedding, small appliances, cookware, and more. We've got your new sofa, mattress, area rug. It's going on right now. Macy's big home sale. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports Talk, Westville, and all of Gloucester County.
975 The Fanatic.
Behind a Celek block, his 11th career postseason TD.
Oh, boy, missed that guy. Certainly missed LeGarrette Blount. Big touchdown last year in the bowl. He rushed 14 times for 90 yards. That was a 21-yard burst. Keeping the Eagles over the Patriots for most of the way in that game until the fourth quarter, and then the Eagles end up taking the lead back, and they get the strip sack. Field goal by Jake Elliott puts him up 8, and then the Patriots could not drive the field at that point. Eagles' first Super Bowl championship, Super Bowl 52, 41-33. The rain will end tonight around 10 o'clock. Who do you like, and what was your favorite moment of last year's Super Bowl, and what did it mean to you to be a champion, to be a Super Bowl champion, something this town had not ever seen until last February 4th? Hadn't seen it, hadn't sniffed it hardly. Yeah, got a crack in 2004, 7-7 at the half, but then New England pretty much dominated the second half. The Raiders game back in 80 was completely dominated by the Raiders from like the get-go. I think the first offensive play by the Eagles resulted in one of three picks to Rod Martin. That game was just a mess. Kenny King, basically a screen pass, went for 88 yards and a tough touchdown. Cliff Branch had a couple touchdowns in that game. Oof. Beating Roynell Young up pretty good. Oh, that was rough. 2004 was rough. But last year, finally came to the summit. Got it done. I'm Joe Stajak here till 3 o'clock today. Super Bowl 53. Later this afternoon, early evening, actually, 6:30, it begins, probably ends around 10 o'clock, so enjoy your last few hours of being a champion. George and Philly are on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Georgie?
Yeah, how you doing, Joe?
How are you, man?
Good. I wanted to get your opinion on a prop bet for the field goals. Now, it's 1.5.
1.5
total
field goals?
I went over. Yeah.
Total field goals today?
No, for each kicker, 1.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to pick both, or can you just say...
No, you just pick one. I went with the away team, which is Gostkowski, so...
I'd probably go over on both. 2 field goals for each?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, I've been, you know, looking at all the different prop bets. It's funny that it's here now, and it's a lot of fun, so that's what I sniffed out. I wanted to see your thoughts on that.
Oh, total. Listen, Patriots score about 33 points at home this year, averaged about 21 on the road. They score a lot of points away from Foxborough. I'm sorry, they score a lot of points. Well, they score a lot of points in Foxborough, but a neutral site, you know, and the Patriots, you know, in their last 7 playoff games, only once did they not score 30 points. And the Rams, they averaged, you know, almost 35 points a game this year. Teams that score a lot will get into the red zone a lot. Doesn't always result in a touchdown, but yeah, I can see field goals coming out of this game. I'd go over on both of those. I'd go over on both.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, man. See ya.
Georgie, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Yeah, if you want to call in about a prop bet, get my opinion on it. Not that it's worth anything, but I'll certainly give you my opinion. I'd go, you know, you got Gostkowski, you got Greg Zuerlein, 2 solid kickers. Zuerlein, the hero of the New Orleans game. Gostkowski's been a stud since Vinatieri left. Yeah, I'd probably go over on both of those. Going to be a lot of points today, I think. I think the over-under is 58. I just think most Super Bowls result in points, whether it's, you know, you got the hot hand. Obviously, you're a very good quarterback if you're in the bowl. There are a lot of mistakes are made, breakdowns. Guys get tired towards the end of the game. Although there are a lot of breaks in these Super Bowls. You know, commercial breaks are longer. Halftime is forever. You got to pace yourself. I think that was the thing that Bill Belichick tried to stress in his press conference this week. It was pace. save yourself for the most important quarter of the game, which is the fourth quarter. Pace. Hopefully the Patriots, you know, if you're a Patriot fan, can tighten things up a little bit. They gave up 24 points in the fourth quarter to the Chiefs and still hung on to win. 24 points in a quarter. Can't do that. And the Rams have had a lot of games where they're slinging it. They're getting it slung against them. They're in a shootout. They're in a track meet. See, to me, the Rams, you can get into a track meet with the Patriots if you are the Rams. One of the few teams who can do that. They can hold their own in a track meet. Had plenty of them this year. Only lost three games. One to the Eagles. That was almost a track meet. At least it was for the Eagles. Rams couldn't quite hang in there. Goff was bad. He was really bad that game. He's got to play well. Yeah, yeah. Shocking that I would come out with that prediction. He's got to play well. He certainly can't play horrendous. He had a rough going in the Saints game until about halfway through the second quarter. They were a mess. They were a mess. But listen, I mean, that's Super Bowl atmosphere in New Orleans on the road. It's going to be a neutral site today, although I think it's very pro-Patriots. They do travel well. And, you know, the Rams, kind of a weird fan base. They've been in L.A. for like 9 minutes. They've been there before, but, you know, they come from St. Louis. You know, I don't know who folks in L.A. were rooting for before the Rams came to town. I mean, you had the Chargers move there, and you had the Raiders who were an L.A. team, and who knows where they're going to play. It's kind of a weird situation. I know people are probably jumping on the bandwagon, which is fine. I am. I'm rooting for the Rams. To me, the Rams are in no way, shape, or form offensive to me at all. I love McVay. I love Goff. Gurley. Brandon Cooks. Aaron Donald, 20 and a half sacks this year. Ndamukong Suh, I think he's kind of a dirtbag, but certainly tough getting pressure up the middle, tough to keep him out of Brady's face. And that's how you beat the Patriots, get pressure up the middle. Just ask the Giants. Ask the Giants how they beat Brady twice. Pressure up the middle. Simple as that. Simple as that. Easier said than done, but pressure up the middle. Listen, he's not very mobile. He's has functional mobility. He can sidestep, does a lot of that, but he gets the ball out so quickly. I think in the playoff game so far, I think he's averaged 2.1 seconds getting the ball out. I mean, that's boom, boom, out. Boom, boom, out. Boom, boom, out. You're not going to get pressure on that guy if he continues to do that. But, I mean, considering what the Patriots have dealt with this year, I mean, what a fascinating job the coaching staff has done. Josh Gordon, by the way, will be watching the game from an inpatient facility in Gainesville, Florida. And I certainly wish him the best. That's just, he can't get himself right. To a man, his teammates loved him in New England. Loved him. But the infraction started to build, the lateness, some other things that went into it. He was going to get suspended for a quarter. It was coming. The infractions were building. And then, you know, the suspension from the league again. Again, just an unfortunate situation for Josh Gordon. They don't have a deep threat. They have a 32-year-old slot guy, basically. I mean, he plays the outside, too, and Julian Edelman. They have Philip Dorsett. Now, listen, love him. Went to Miami. He's a guy. Can make a play here and there. You know, you're going to look a lot better playing with Brady than if you're on some other team, you know, goofing around with... I don't know. Give me a marginal quarterback out there. Who's that? Say again.
Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, Tannehill. Yeah, like a guy like that. You're going to look a lot better playing with Brady than you are with Ryan Tannehill, who the Miami Dolphins apparently are moving on from, which would be a nice landing spot for Nick Foles. At least as far as the Eagles are concerned, get him out of here, put him in the AFC, put him in a division where he'll never see the light of day until Brady retires. It's time to move on from Ryan Tannehill. I always thought he was an average quarterback. Turned out to be that way, at least with the Dolphins. Vegas had the Dolphins as the top landing spot odds-wise for Nick Foles to land. Now, again, Brandon Lee Gowton tweeting out from Bleeding Green Nation right before the show that It looks like the Eagles are most interested in sending him to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Good fit for him down there as well. A team that was 1 year away from going to the Super Bowl, 10-point lead that they blew in the fourth quarter in New England last year, which enabled the Patriots to get to Super Bowl 52 to play the Birds. They collapsed this year. Again, Blake Bortles, he's done. There's no reason to experiment anymore with Blake Bortles. You know what he is. It's a shame. I think he was a third pick overall coming out of, where was he? He was in Florida somewhere. Just not a quarterback meant for this league. But Nick Foles, you know, that's a team that they can get their act together again. They were on the cusp. Got to get their defensive act together. They were a nasty defense that year. Nasty. Shut down the Bills, held them to 3 points. I gave up some points against the Steelers, but the offense really kicked it in. And then they went to New England and held them in check pretty much for 3.5 quarters. And then the Danny Amendola show took over, and Brady did his thing, as he usually does, and the rest is history. But nah, that would be a good place for Nick Foles, I think. Very good place. And for the Eagles as well. 610-632-0975. Favorite moment from last year's Super Bowl. As we wind down the hours before we have to give up the throne, give up the crown, have to turn it over to either the Patriots or the Rams. I'd much rather see the Eagles give it to the Rams, keep it in the NFC, keep it away from Brady and the evil empire. What do you say? 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazek here till 3 o'clock today. Stick around, folks.
97.5, The Fanatic.
New Year's resolutions are hard. But the Xfinity New Year New Deal is easy. Waking up the kids after a long winter break? Hard. But using the X1 voice remote to quickly find your favorite Netflix shows? Easy. Committing to a trendy New Year's diet? Hard. But watching the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet? Easy. It's the Xfinity New Year New Deal, and it's simple, easy, awesome.
Now through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV Internet and Voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. DVR service free for a year, and ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment and taxes and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term and DVR promo, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video streaming membership needed to view on X1. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
Texting rolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text JUDGE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text JUDGE to 321321. That's JUDGE to 321321.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
You football fanatics are our people. You've got a feeling in your heart and the stats in your head. With the playoffs set and the season on the line, now's the time to place a bet with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the William Hill app or go to williamhill.com and get in on the action today. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, hallelujah. What are you going to do with all that glorious extra cash? A new drone? No, it'll end up in the tree. Here's a better plan. Try Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month. All on America's best 4G LTE network. Plus, save up to $200 on a Samsung Galaxy S9 with in-store activation. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
See terms at straighttalk.com.
What does the Philadelphia Auto Show mean to you?
We come every year, and it's more exciting now that my son is looking for his first car.
There's nothing like the Auto Show. Visit phillyautoshow.com. Proudly sponsored by Xfinity.
Tune in for General Knowledge Wednesday this week on the Mike Missinelli Show. Test your knowledge for a chance to win autographed Eagles merchandise from our friends at Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. Peanut Chews, a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Voted Best Sports Talk Station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Third down and six. Does a good job to pass into the end zone, and it is Corey Clement. Yes, touchdown.
All right, there it was last year. Third and six, Corey Clement. Big time touchdown. The ball kind of shifted in his hand. I think they basically changed that rule on the fly last year. Normally, you look at that again on replay and say, well, he didn't quite have possession because he's still trying to secure the ball, but they said he had it and was just shifting his arm. Hey, listen, it worked out for the Eagles. I'll take it because I think it's a catch. I think the rule was stupid, and that rule was ridiculous about how you had to roll and come up with the ball. You had to possess the ball through the ground. Ridiculous. So stupid. People should have been fired for that and banned from any kind of competition committee meetings forever. A lifetime ban. It's just stupid. Same with the tuck rule they had for 11 years. What an embarrassment. But anyway, should be harping on the greatness that was Nick Foles on that pass. Over two defenders, right into the arms of Corey Clement. That was just beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. And the Eagles obviously went on to win that game. 41-33, putting up a 41 spot on the Patriots. Now, their defense didn't really shine last year, giving up over 500 yards and 505 yards to Brady in that game. Couldn't stop him. So they needed the offense to click at the level it was clicking at. And the Eagles, listen, they hit the ground running in that game. First drive, field goal, Patriots come back, tie with a field goal, and then the Eagles just kept coming and coming and coming. Their offense just kept clicking and clicking and clicking. Defense did enough. Did enough. A couple stops in there somewhere. I thought one of the critical plays in that game was, and I'm not sure who it was, if it was Jalen Mills or Rodney McLeod, but Brandon Cooks caught a pass in the flat and was running with the ball and tried to jump over either Jalen Mills or Riley McLeod. I can't remember who it was. And it would have been a first down, maybe a touchdown. But the defender kind of stood up, stood tall. Kind of his helmet caught Cooks in the groin, so he couldn't jump over him, tackled him, ended up stalling the Patriots. They ended up attempting a field goal there, and the field goal was missed. Hit the upright. It wasn't a great snap, but Gostkowski probably should have nailed it, but missed. So I thought that was a critical stop by the Eagles, a critical play on defense. Sometimes you just see a guy go down low and the guy jumps over him, but he kind of stood up when he saw Cooks doing that. Again, I can't remember if it was McLeod or Jalen Mills or Ron Darby. I can't remember, but it was a great defensive play to keep the Patriots out of the end zone. They ended up attempting a field goal. They ended up missing the field goal. So you look for little plays in a big game like that, and it'll happen today. You look back on it and say, wow, that could have been the difference in this. That could have been the difference in that. You know, just a small play at the time, but came up big for the Eagles. 610-632-0975. Your favorite Super Bowl moment from last year. We're winding it down. We were passing the torch, passing the crown, giving up the throne around 10 o'clock tonight. So that is about 9 hours away. We have 9 hours left to enjoy it. And I want to hear your favorite Super Bowl memory of last year and what it meant to you to be a champion this past year. Something we don't do a lot of around here. Walking around with the crown, walking around with the ring. What did it mean to you, especially since we are a football town and we love our Eagles? What did it mean to you to be a champion for the last 365 days? 610-632-0975. John and Ben Salem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
How are you, man?
Yes, I got a quick Eagles comment. What you said about the last year's Super Bowl, well, Eagles played well offensively, but the defense was kind of...
Horrible.
Horrible, yeah. They allowed too many points with New England. And also, quick comment on Nick Foles. Is he going to sign like a some type of contract to get traded to to Jacksonville? So some player named Leonard Fournette? Or I think some other, like other nine teams are interested on Nick Foles.
Oh, there's plenty of them. What's your question, John?
My question was if Nick Foles is going to get traded or he'll be released to some other teams to pick him up.
Well, they're going to try to work the situation so that they can trade him. They'll probably, if Nick Foles buys back his contract for $2 million, Eagles are probably going to franchise tag him, and then they'll be able to move him. They're going to, I hope and I believe they're going to try to get something for him. You have to. Letting him walk would be completely irresponsible.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion, they have to get something for Nick. I mean, his Super Bowl MVP, you know, you can't just let him walk.
Yeah, I think the Raiders, like John Gruden, was interested in Nick Foles for a draft pick to get a defensive end for Alabama.
Well, they do have, and I appreciate it, Johnny. Thank you so much for the call. They do have picks. The Raiders have picks. Now, would you move on from Derek Carr? See, I wouldn't move on from Derek Carr. The situation might not be great for the Raiders right now, but I still think he's a stud, and I think he can be a franchise quarterback there. I've seen him play like he can play. You know, the situation's in flux right now, and I just, you know, you have that guy, you have the ability, and you have a guy that can play at a high level. He's got an arm. He's got a head on his shoulders. I would not move away from Derek Carr just yet. If I am John Gruden and the Raiders. Nate in Willingboro, you're 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Nate?
Hey, Joe, how you doing today?
All right, pal.
Great. So, real quick, I moved here back in 1985 from Africa, and then because I didn't know what football was before I got here, and my Brian Locke introduced me to it, and fast forward to the fifth Super Bowl. That year, my brother-in-law unfortunately passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Super Bowl. And then, the day of the Super Bowl, I'm at work, and you know, at the end of the game, and I'm going, wow, they did it. And, the next thing I felt, it could have been my conscience, could have been my mind, something, I just looked like I saw my brother-in-law, and he said the same thing I said. We did it. What was weird about the whole thing was, not even a second after I said that, my brother called me and he said he just saw the same thing I saw. And he was saying the same thing that my brother-in-law said. So that's a great memory for me because it felt like he was happy that we finally did it.
Oh, yeah. It was tremendous. I mean, it's just tremendous. Now, are you an Eagles fan?
Oh, yeah. Since 1985, since I moved here.
Fantastic, yeah.
I have a tattoo that is made of Eagles uniform. So,
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
If I have an African batiki that's made of Eagles signs. So,
oh, fantastic.
Hi, dude. How are you doing, man?
Hey, thanks, Nate. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game. Thanks for calling in. Favorite moment from last year's Super Bowl? Oh, I can think of a ton. We've played some highlights coming back from break, a couple of them. The Alshon Jeffrey touchdown, the Corey Clement touchdown. And by the way, that was Roddy McLeod who made that stop on Brandon Cooks that held New England out of the end zone and forced him to kick a field goal, which they missed. You know, small moments like that really can affect the outcome of a game when you look back on them, and that's a play I always remember because it looked like Cooks. You could see what he was going to do. You could see him running, looking like he's getting ready to go off his left foot and over, and it works a lot. You saw Zeke do it to the Eagles this year. He ended up losing his balance and didn't score a touchdown, but yeah, a guy tries to go low and continues to go low as you're jumping over him. But here in this situation, McLeod stood tall, he saw it coming, and raised his body up. And again, his helmet caught Cooks in the groin, and he couldn't get over him. So he ended up pulling him down and held him short. Would have been probably a first down on that play, if not a touchdown. And it turned up. It ended up, the Patriots ended up trying a field goal. Did not make it. Gostkowski hit the bleeping post, kept them out of the end zone, kept them off the board. In that situation, we know what happened after that. All right, got to take another break. I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm here till 3 o'clock today. It is Super Bowl Sunday, folks. Happy Super Sunday. Super Bowl 53 tonight at 6:30. You are enjoying the last 9 hours of being a champion, being a reigning champion. What does it mean to you? What did it mean to you this last year, the last 365 days? As the Eagles will give up the throne and turn over the crown tonight at around 10 o'clock. Your favorite Super Bowl moment from last year's game? Give me a call, 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak, coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
97.5, The Fanatic.
You know, my son Justin always struggled with the idea of going to school. After spending a year in college, I could tell it wasn't the right fit for him. We heard an ad for Connecticut School of Broadcasting and decided to check it out. Justin enrolled and everything just seemed to click from there. It was the most rewarding experience as a parent to see my son excited and actually get up and go to class. He found his passion in video editing and spent hours outside of the classroom creating content. Since graduating, Justin's been able to put that passion to work as a corporate videographer. Well, you know how it goes. When the kid's happy, the mom's happy.
People ask me all the time, why Connecticut School of Broadcasting? Well, as a graduate of the school and now an instructor, I'm able to show students what I'm actually doing with my broadcasting career. And it's a pleasure to be able to help mold students into the type of employees I would want to hire. Many times students become colleagues. Creating a professional media network starts with that instructor-to-student relationship that you could only get at Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Visit GoCSB.com for more information. Day and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. And I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double O'Rewards points on over 200 items. If you're not an O'Rewards member yet, sign up in-store today. It's fast, easy, and free. But hurry, double points are only available for a limited time. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know those little white lies you tell yourself? Clogged pores? Not me. Oily skin? On this face? Blackheads? Nothing a little concealer can't hide. Truth is, your pores don't lie, and blackheads can only hide for so long. Introducing Biore Ultra Deep Cleansing Pore Strips with Witch Hazel. Get rid of blackheads and unclogged pores in just 10 minutes. Clogged pores can't hide from my Biore Pore Strips. Biore, for your pores.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Third and three, and that is floated and caught down the sideline by Clement. Corey Clement breaks the tackle inside the 20, makes it first down and goal. A little floater.
It was an unbelievable play. Corey Clement wide open, makes a huge dash towards the goal line. I'm not sure if that resulted in the Philly special on that drive, because he did make it first and goal, but just a huge chunk. No one was near him. Foles finds him, and that was a key play to last year's Super Bowl. Key play to last year's Super Bowl, and there were many, and we've been playing them throughout the show. We'll continue to play them, bring them back some memories. We'll take a trip down memory lane. I want to know your favorite Super Bowl moment, or a memory you had during the game, or where you watched it, or who you watched it with, and what did it mean to be a champion this past year? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Candy in New Jersey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Candy?
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that, you know, as far as one moment is concerned, first of all, I want to say there is no fan base that appreciated winning a Super Bowl more than the Eagles fans. That's for sure.
I agree with that.
Number one. And number two, I think my biggest memory was how the other three teams, the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Phillies, all supported the Eagles.
Yep.
We were at a Sixers game, a Flyers game, you know, the Phillies, their big banner. And I don't know if they do that in other cities. When the Flyers were up there in Boston last week, I'm thinking, wonder if they did anything for the Patriots, you know, that are in the Super Bowl now. That was most impressive to me.
Yep. That was huge. That was huge.
Yes,
it's nice to see the other team support, you know, the winner, the champion. I know other teams, the Eagles did it for the Phillies when they won in 2008.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's good to have each other's backs.
Exactly. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Candy, thank you so much. Hey, Candy, quick question. You there still?
Yeah.
Give me a favorite memory of the actual game last year. You're an Eagles fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a specific memory, that one that stood out to you during that game that you will cherish?
Brandon Graham. Knocking the ball.
The strip
out of
sack. Oh, yeah. The strip sack. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. That was one of the greatest plays in the defensively in Eagles history. Thanks, Candy. I appreciate it. Have a good day, hon. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate the call. Throwing some estrogen around. I love an influx of estrogen on the show. Candy talked about the strip sack, which was huge. It actually made me look somewhat intelligent, which is hard to do. Because my prediction before the game was the Eagles will have a lead in this game late. Patriots will have a ball with their usual situation and attempt to drive the field and score, which they usually do. And I predicted a turnover would happen there, and it would end up in the Eagles' hands, and they would end up going on to win the game. I thought it would be a pick, actually, but I called a turnover, and I'll take it either way. The strip sack, Brandon Graham getting his hand on that football, knocking it loose. Derek Barnett, the rook, picking it up. And resulted in a Jake Elliott field goal to put the Eagles up 8. Not quite 9, no. Could have made it a 2-score game if they went up 9, and would have kind of alleviated some of the stress down the stretch. Of course, the Patriots then didn't have a lot of time left. They ended up getting to midfield, a couple passes to Gronk, and then they launched one. Man, that was a time stood still waiting for that ball to come down. Time stood still. And it ends up, because we've seen crazier things happen. And Gronk's down there, you know, he's probably going to be the first to touch the ball. He's 6'7". Goes up, tries to catch it at its high point. Of course, you have like five other Eagles defenders there, tugging on his jersey, nudging him a little bit. You know, they're probably not going to call an interference play there unless it's incredibly egregious or blatant. My concern was it was going to get tipped up, and one of the surrounding receivers, like an Edelman or Dorsett's going to be there and snag the ball, and then the Patriots would have a chance to tie it with a conversion. They did that twice the year before to the Falcons. They needed 16 points. They needed 2 touchdowns and 2 conversions. To me, that's 4 scores. Forget about 2 scores. That's 4 scores. Of course, the Patriots did it as the Falcons were just deteriorating as before our eyes. They were so tired. I think the Pats ran over 90 plays in that game. Just, you could see it. They were worn out. And the fact that they got that coin flip in overtime, I mean, that was the ball game. You knew the Patriots were going right down the field. Right down the field. But, yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. Good time. Good times had by all. I certainly can't tell you how much I enjoyed it. Walking around knowing that you're a Super Bowl champion. The pride I felt in this ball club. I felt an enormous amount of pride this year as well. Listen, they stunk most of the year, but what they did down the stretch, they became the talk of the league. You know, they became the talk of, you know, all the pundits and national experts, and they were on every show. The Nick Foles show again. I mean, you can't fathom the job that Nick Foles did this year as well. He comes in, the team is completely dead. Completely dead. Wins in Los Angeles, one of the top teams in the league, the Super Bowl, obviously representative of the NFC, beats them, comes home, beats a team who'd won 10 of 11 in a row, 10 of 11, I should say, in the Texans, does it in style, come from behind victory, gets blasted by Jadeveon Clowney, throws a pass to Alshon Jeffrey on a 3rd and 10. They get the first down. He continues to drive him down the field, results in a field goal to win the game. Nick Foles, and then shuts out Washington and goes into Washington, beats them 24-0, and then wins in Chicago. And a lot of folks thought Chicago was going to the Super Bowl. Just incredible stuff. Just incredible stuff. So what's your favorite moment? We have a few more hours to cherish what the Eagles did last year. What do you remember most about this? To me, I remember a lot of specific plays, but some of it was a blur. Probably because, you know, my heart was in my throat the whole time. I mean, I don't know what to do with myself leading up to a game like that. You know, I got the nerves. I got the stomach. You know, my heart's in my throat. Pacing around. You know, some of the game was a blur. I settle in a little bit. You know, once the game starts, you kind of settle in a little bit after a few plays and it just becomes a normal football game. But then it starts to build again as you wind down the first quarter, you wind down the second quarter. You need to hold on because you're up, you know, X amount of points at the half, and then Patriots come out. And they go Gronk, 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 score a quick touchdown, and then they end up taking the lead in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go, and now your heart's in your throat again, and you can't feel your toes, and Nick Foles comes in and does what he does. That 4th and 2 play, again, we talked about it yesterday. Some people forget about that, but that's the ball game. Eagles don't win the Super Bowl if they don't convert on 4th and 2. Nick Foles, basically on his back foot, falling away, finds Zach Ertz, completes the 4th and 2. Now, you can say, well, Brent Selig, I mean, they ran a sweet pick play. They ran a sweet pick play on Ertz's guy, and Selig just drilled his guy. Now, you can say, well, maybe they ran into each other. Yeah, it's a rub play. It's a rub play, and it was blatant. But they were aided by some kind officiating last year. I must say that. Won't take anything away from the victory. And it worked on both sides at times. I thought the officiating crew did a nice job for the most part. But that pick play, and then Ertz comes up with the ball, completes the 4th and 2 play, and then they go right down the field again to Ertz. And clearly, he took three steps before he lunged into the end zone and the ball came out. So, again, I know we were waiting on bated breath for the outcome of that call because of the ridiculousness of the rules in terms of what's a catch or not. We saw a few weeks before the Steelers did it, and they called it a fumble in Pittsburgh, that game that New England won. And because I can't remember his name, who was it? But he only had a step or two, and then he landed and the ball came loose. To me, he crossed the goal line with the ball in his hands. It punched the plane. Forget it. Anything that happens after that is irrelevant. He crossed the plane with the ball in his hands. That's a touchdown for the Steelers. But anyway, it worked out in the Eagles' favor, and the rest is history. 610-632-0975. Let's go Scotty in Barrington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Happy Super Sunday, Scotty.
Hey, brother. Let me take you off these earpieces.
What's that, bro? How are you, man?
Long time no talk to.
How you doing, babe? Yeah, been a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, last day. But once again, Brother Joe, you know, I really, really enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
You know, my man, I talked to my boy, Big Steve. He said, what's up?
Tell my man, I said, what's up?
I definitely will. But I'm going to do Sixers and then wind up with the Eagles. A memorable moment. I know I gave you one, but I thought of one just now. But, Brother Joe, maybe I'm wrong. You know, I'm a Philadelphia freak. But maybe I'm wrong for thinking like this. In your eyes, was it a successful road trip? Because we lost last night. And nothing against the Kings, but we just got defeated in the world champs and then lose like that. So am I wrong for saying to me it wasn't a successful road trip?
No, see, you're probably right in saying that, Scotty, because you go out west, you come home 2-2. I get it. It seems like it's okay, but to me, it's not okay because you just beat the world champs after coming back from 7 down. And you have an unbelievable performance by Ben Simmons. You're playing a very average team, and you don't have J.J. Redick. You're giving them the night off. Wilson Chandler's hurt, but you have your stars. You should be able to, and they came from many points down to take the lead in the fourth quarter. Good teams finish that game off, Scotty. So it was a little disturbing to me. I got to be honest. I thought that. Coming home 3-1 on that road trip instead of 2-2, big difference.
Yes, it is. Nothing against the Kings. I mean, they're a professional team, but man, that daggone Buddy Hield
had a big night.
Oh my big goodness! Big night, gracious almighty! My nephew lives down in Oklahoma and got me hooked on him.
Yeah, right.
But man, he looked like daggone that little pest that always kills us when the Brooklyn Nets. I can't think of the
name. Oh yeah.
That thing has been with a D.
Dinwiddie?
Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
That's right.
He killed. Must be related.
That's exactly right. That's exactly. It seems like it, doesn't it?
But they just, it goes to show you, Brother Joe, they need another piece or two. And no disrespect to the king, but proof is in the pudding. So that's all I had to say with the Sixers. But I'm going to be a little different. I have a memorable moment, but it's leading up to the Super Bowl.
All right, that's fine.
Brother Joe, once again, thanks for taking my call and peace. God bless to you. Enjoy yourself out there. Just how we beat the Falcons and how we beat the Vikings. Everybody was doubting us. That's memorable, too. The road to the Super Bowl, Brother Joe. So that's all I have to say. But until that clock 6-0, hit zero, we're still champs. Peace.
Still,
God bless, Brother Joe.
Still champs, Scotty. I appreciate it, man. God bless to you. Good talking to you. Scotty and I go way back. Fan Fest circa, who knows what year that was, 2013 or something. Me and Scotty and his boy Steve, we go ways back. I see him every year. He's, like our best caller, one of the best callers. Leading up to it was tremendous. I mean, that whole thing with the dog masks, you know, that was cute. You know, they were an underdog against Atlanta at home, an underdog to Minnesota at home. You know, I get it. They were getting dissed. Eagles felt like they were getting dissed. Players read that stuff. They know what the lines are on the game. They know who's disrespecting them. They know who's backing them. You know, and I think it helped to have that us against the world mentality. To give a target for the team. This was a great job by Doug Peterson. To give them a target, something they can all get behind. Us against the world. Us against the world. Nobody thinks we can do it. You heard Jason Kelce. I don't think a lot of folks gave him a chance. A couple smart ones around here did. A couple smart ones. I didn't think that they'd miss a beat with Nick Foles in the mix. Yeah, Carson Wentz was having an MVP year. I get all that. But we know what Nick Foles can do. We know what he does every time he's given the ball, especially in the clutch, in the fell clutch of circumstance. And you talk about, like, little plays along the way. Jalen Mills falls down on fourth down to Julio. Just falls down. Probably interfered with him at first, and he falls down. Julio Jones is upright, you know, with his wingspan. He's like 9 feet tall, 10 feet tall. And the ball goes through his hands. Now, whether he would have come down in bounds or not, I don't know. Maybe it's a different story because he came down out of bounds after the ball went through his hands. But maybe he catches that, gets the feet down. But and that's the ball game. There is no Super Bowl. There's no Super Bowl after that. And that's the ball game. One play here, one play there. Changes the course of history. It's unbelievable. Now, here's that play I was talking about. This was a critical play. I remember watching it when it happened, thinking what a great tackle that was. It was third and two. Patriots were driving. He threw a pass to Brandon Cooks, did Brady, and then he's running. Oh, it was a handoff? For some reason I thought it was a pass. Okay, I guess it was a little end around to Brandon Cooks, and he's heading right towards Rodney McLeod, and you could see it coming. You could see he's about ready to explode. Take the leap, try to leap the defender, and then Rodney McLeod does this. Here's the play.
And the ball is handed off to Brandon Cooks, who tries to hurdle and can't. Tackled by McLeod.
It was a great tackle. Great tackle. He didn't go low. He didn't stay low. You know, you're taught to tackle low. He saw it coming, and he stood up, and again,
I'm not sure Al Michaels gave it its justice right there.
I'm going to get to Al Michaels in a second. I'm going to get to Al Michaels.
It was a little bit better than he gave it credit for.
I'm going to get to Al Michaels in a second. I'm glad you brought that up, Tyler. Tyler G. behind the glass taking your call, 610-632-0975. But McLeod, yeah, exactly. And Collinsworth should have picked up on it. What a great play it was, because not only did he save maybe a touchdown, but he certainly put the Patriots in a position to kick a field goal, because they were driving the ball. They were driving the field, and looked like they were going to go down and score. He makes the tackle. Remember, it was third and two. Third and two, and they end up missing the field goal. Gostkowski misses a field goal. But let me just say a little something about Al Michaels. I'm a huge fan. I've been a huge fan since, you know, Miracle, 1980. I thought he was awful last year in the game. And Tyler brings that up because it didn't do the play justice. Even if you listen to these calls, there's no excitement. I always like listening to calls because you're getting a raw reaction of the announcer. Win or lose or draw, you get the raw reaction of the announcer as it's happening. You know what happened. And you're listening to the announcer find out what happened as it's happening. And if you're a good announcer, I mean, you're going to get a level that's commensurate, a level of emotion that's commensurate with the magnitude of the play. I just thought Al Michaels, I don't know what's happened to him. I'm a huge fan of Al Michaels, but the call, and I mentioned this before when we've played calls from the game, he just wasn't there. You're going to hear Philly Special coming up in a little bit. I mean, it looked like he almost was getting there. He was going up, 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 and then he was just like, touchdown Philadelphia. What? On the Philly special? I don't get it. It's disappointing. I love his voice. I love his intelligence. I love the, do you believe in miracles? Yes. I love all that. I love how he called that game, not being a hockey guy, but, you know, certainly did that game justice back in February 22nd, 1980. When the boys took down the Red Army team. Maybe the greatest call, most memorable call in history was that call by Al Michaels. And he's done so many great things since, but I just thought he was rough. And I've watched the game. I've watched the game many times since. Although it's off, it's gone. It's off my DVR. I don't know what happened to it. I was going to go watch it again when I went home today. It's gone. Finito. But anyway, you just listen to that game. His calls did not come close to reaching the level that would be commensurate to the magnitude of the play. We're talking the Super Bowl, bro. It's the Super Bowl. And I know you've gotten there on merit. You're there on merit because of all the things you've done. But I don't know if it's because he's getting old. See, usually when guys get old, they start like missing plays, missing names, missing calls, getting lost in the game. I don't think he was lost in the game. I just think that somehow the emotion wasn't there. And you'll also hear this was monumentally egregious. The very last play, the Hail Mary play. It is an example of how not to call a play in the Super Bowl. The ball gets tossed up. Collinsworth, you can hear Collinsworth. He uses, oh, because when it drops. But Al Michaels basically, first of all, I don't think he knew it was incomplete right away. And then he says it's incomplete. He doesn't say, that's the ball game. Eagles are Super Bowl champions. It's almost like he forgot that that was the last play because he starts to almost go into something else. And he's like, and that's it. That's going to do it. Ball game. Al. To me, it was almost, if you're not Al Michaels, it's a fireable offense. Absolutely a fireable offense. It's a shame because I love hearing these calls coming back from break. I love taking a trip down memory lane. I love watching the game on replay, but that's it. I mean, that's burned into every tape you watch of that game, unless you're listening to the hometown call. But I like Al Michaels, and I love his voice. I love the twang in his voice. I like Chris Collinsworth, too. I know he gets a bad rap. I don't think he's pro-Eagles or against the Eagles. I think it's ridiculous when people say that. I think he's a great analyst. He knows what he's talking about. He couldn't be more effusive about the Philly special. And you could hear it in his voice. He was like, oh, when that ball hit the ground. People said, well, he sounded disappointed that the Patriots didn't catch it. But no, he was just, it was an almost moment, a huge almost moment. And listen, they catch the ball there. They go into overtime. Again, it extends the game. Becomes even more dramatic. You know, I think, I don't blame Chris Collinsworth if he was rooting for that to happen. You just want to see the best game you can get. The best game you can see. It would have been wild, not if you're an Eagle fan, but wild if someone caught that ball in a Hail Mary, they punched it in, you go into overtime. But Al Michaels just wasn't there. It was unfortunate. He just was nowhere. And it's a shame. Because, you know, that game, you can buy the DVD, and you have Al Michaels on it, and just I don't think he gave the Eagles their just due. Not that he had anything, I don't think there's anything he had personally against the Eagles. I just think whoever it would have been, you know, his emotion is down for some reason. I don't know if he's just behind in processing what he's seeing, but I don't think it's hard to emote, you know, to the play to the level of the play, announce to the level of the play. And I thought he came up real short last year. Real short. Jim Nantz today with Tony Romo. I'll give you my thoughts on those two cats. Coming up next, 610-632-0975. A couple open phone lines right now if you want to chime in. Your favorite or most memorable moment from last year's Super Bowl. Coming up after the break, I'm Joe Stazak here till 3 o'clock today. Stick around, folks.
97.5 The Fanatic.
May apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball,
I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text JUDGE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text JUDGE to 321321. That's J-U-D-G-E to 321321.
You football fanatics are our people. You've got a feeling in your heart and the stats in your head. With the playoffs set and the season on the line, now's the time to place a bet with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the William Hill app or go to williamhill.com and get in on the action today. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
I'm Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors. We are friendly, honest, and respectful certified technicians making sure to safely fix whatever your problem may be. When working with Rutter Roofing, rest easy. There are no shortcuts, no low ball bidding. We are all about family, respect, and hard work. We're local and can help with your projects in the PA suburbs. At Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors, we are your go-to exterior contractor. Go to RutterRoofing.com today. That's R-U-T-T-E-R Roofing.com. We will protect your house.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the lemony fresh kind. And French vanilla non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Sports Talk for Mount Holly and all of Burlington County.
97.5. The Fanatic. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
First things first. Third down and seven from the 12.
Back burns out wide. One-on-one.
Clement flares out to the right. Caught over the middle and into the end zone. For the touchdown.
All right, so I was a little better by Al Michaels. Raised his game a little bit there, but I just thought it was a horrendous performance all around. That was a Zach Ertz touchdown that gave the Eagles the lead for good late in that game. Pass on a crossing pattern, a little slant from Nick Foles, and then, of course, a little bit of controversy when the ball came out of his hands when he hit the ground. I thought it was the right call. But yeah, nonetheless, Al Michaels, oof. Oof. Hopefully Jim Nantz will do a better job today with Tony Romo. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Joe in Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, big dog, man. Nice to talk to you.
You too, did a great man. Job today. Thank you. How are you?
No, man, I just want to chime in on this Al Michaels thing. It's funny because, you know, that was a big day because I watched my father. He's a huge Eagles fan. And in this town, it was such a monumental event that was going down. And I was so happy for my dad watching this game. And I kind of picked up on the same thing you did, man. You know what it sounded like to me? And I don't want to jump to conclusions, but it sounded like both Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, it sounded like they were almost like betting or had a bet on the Patriots and were like trying to be neutral, but the Eagles were going to win. And it just took out the enthusiasm.
Yeah, their enthusiasm was gone.
Yeah, it sounded so strange, you know? But yeah, it's funny you brought that up because it really affected the way I viewed the game as well.
Yeah, it was brutal.
And then I had another point. I was wanting to see if your thoughts on this, but I got the news yesterday about the whole franchise tag of Nick Foles.
Yeah.
And it to me, you know, from a football fan standpoint, it was kind of a reminder of the fact that the NFL is a business. You know, because I've been viewing the whole Carson Wentz versus Nick Foles thing, and I don't want to start up that debate. But I kind of felt like Nick's business here was done, and I felt like he should have been able to just go into free agency and figure out where he wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's this whole franchise tag thing. And I was just curious on your thoughts, man. But enjoy the Super Bowl tonight, and great job.
Joe, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling. Yeah, listen, Nick got a franchise tag him. I know it's you know, Nick Foles probably won't be thrilled about it, but you got to get what you can get for Nick Foles. You can't just let him walk. Can't let Nick Foles walk. Super Bowl MVP. Just going to let him walk? Be an unrestricted free agent? Eh-eh. Sorry, man. Not the way to go. Nikki, we love you, but we got to do what's best for the football team. 610-632-0975. Special guest right now on the line from Ithaca, New York, the son of Hall of Famer Steve Callis. He is our resident New England Patriot expert. He is Johnny Callis. Johnny, how are you, man?
Joe, I'm good. Bad memories hearing this audio from last year, but I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Sorry about that, man. We're trying to squeeze just a little bit more out of it, because it's going to end in a few hours, man. All right, so here it is. Ninth Super Bowl, fourth in the last 5 years. I'm sure it doesn't get old, but it certainly, I wouldn't think that the nerves are any less going into another Super Bowl. I mean, it's, what do we have? It's about 5 hours from kickoff. You guys are favorite now in terms of the Patriots. Now a 2.5-point favorite, started out as a pick, or the Rams were a one. You know what you have to do. You know how explosive the Rams can be. You know that this might not be one of your best Patriots teams assembled, but here you go. You're there. You're 60 minutes away. What are your nerves like going into this game?
Always a little nervous, but just really excited. I'd really like to see what the Patriots do coming out, especially if they win the coin toss. I think they've had such a lot of success taking the toss and then driving down the field, running the ball really effectively. And as you know, Joe, I mean, the one thing the Patriots have not done well in these Super Bowls is score early. You know, against
first
the
quarter
Falcons,
problems.
And even first half runs against the Falcons, they had a ton of yards in the first half, scored 3 points. I didn't say last year they had 12 points in the first half, but I thought they should have had 20-something. So if they can finally not just drive the ball, but actually turn that into touchdowns and get off to an early lead, I really like their chances in this football game.
Now, Johnny, let me ask you something, because this to me is one of the keys to the game. Tom Brady has been not sacked once so far. He's been hit 3 times. So far in this postseason, Patriots did a great job keeping Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa off his back, as well as Dee Ford and Justin Houston with the Chiefs. How do you neutralize, or I guess try to contain Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald from getting pressure up the middle on Tom Brady today?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So they've had a lot of experience with Sue when he was in Miami for several years. And Miami had a couple other good pass rushers, but obviously Aaron Donald is a you know, once-in-a-generation type of talent.
Yep.
I think this is, you know, similar Wade Phillips, 2015, far and away the game in which I saw Brady get hit more than any other game that I can remember. I think he must have been on the ground 18 to 20 times. A little bit different because those teams, it was DeMarcus Ware, it was Von Miller, they got good pressure off the edge. And they had, I think, Derek Wolfe, who's a decent player, come up the middle and get some pressure. But this is different. This is where Brady's weakness can be. But I do think the Patriots offensive line, Dante Scarnecchia, who I would say is probably the greatest offensive line coach in history when you talk about the number of just, you know, moving parts that have come in over the past 20 years, and this guy gets it done on a daily basis. So I think they should have an answer. But I think ultimately it's also going to come down to the Patriots, what I call glorified running game, which is their short passing game. So despite the fact that the defensive line of the Rams is great, their weakness is clearly their linebackers. Wade Phillips has an answer for James White, right? I mean, this is a guy who seems to catch, you know, 10, 12 balls in these big games, oftentimes only for 6 or 7 yards at a time, but those can be, you know, those maintain long drives. So I think a combination of the short passing game, personally me, a lot of trust in Dante Scarnecchia, and I think Brady will be okay today.
Johnny, I'll get to this a little later, but you mentioned James White. The over-under for him on catches today is 5.5. If you're looking for a prop bet. To me, I mentioned it earlier. I mean, does it look like a sucker bet? Because to me, you take the over, you know, 9 times a week on that, 3 times on Sunday. So I don't know what that's about, because you're right. He had 14 catches, I believe, against the Falcons a couple years ago. He's a great asset in the backfield. And you mentioned the
glorified running game, which I always thought, you know, with Wes Welker and, you know, Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola, it's always been an extension of the running game as a short passing game by the Patriots. But this year, especially in this postseason, the actual running game has been tearing it up. 331 yards, 8 touchdowns this postseason. Sony Michel, 242 yards, 5 touchdowns on 53 carries. I mean, it's unbelievable. Are we going to look for the Patriots to really go run heavy this year, even though, you know, Brady's back there, the greatest of all time? What are we looking for today?
I think this is the most interesting part of the game, especially in the first half. So the Patriots, the last two games against San Diego, Kansas City, took the ball, ran down like nobody was standing between them and the goal line, like it was 11-on-7. But the Rams, even though they struggled mightily against the run, if you just look at the, you know, statistics, right, they struggled incredibly against the run this year, but in the postseason, they have been really good against a couple of really good running backs. So I think this is a fascinating part of the game. Sony Michel has been unbelievable. He doesn't get enough mention, but he's having a historically great postseason, and he's only played two games so far.
Yeah.
But I think in the first half, I think that they may take the ball if they win the toss, and they're going to try and run it down their throats, especially to neutralize that pass rush. I think just another really interesting point I want to make that really came out in the Kansas City game, Patriots have three pretty good running backs. When Michel is on the field, they run the ball 75-80% of the time. When White's on the field, they pass the ball 75-80% of the time. But who was on the field in the fourth quarter in overtime of last week's game, or 2 weeks ago? It was Rex Burkhead. And I think what Burkhead actually allows them to do, because I was yelling at my team, like, get White in the game, get White in the game, get your playmaker in the game.
Yeah.
But I think they have become so predictable, which I'm not even necessarily saying is a bad thing, because they've been effective with Michelle and White, that sometimes they throw Burkhead into the mix, and all of a sudden you don't know what they're going to do. They become very unpredictable. They can run the ball. They can pass the ball. It's probably a lot closer to 50-50. So I think these rotating running backs have been incredibly effective. I expect to see a lot of Michelle early, but if you get to a close game, I think the ball will obviously be in 12 hands, as it should be.
As it should be. No, I totally agree with that. Now, let me ask you something. We know Bill Belichick. One of the things he does best is take away your best weapon, your best asset, the best aspect of your game. We saw in the Chiefs game, I mean, my goodness, Tyreek Hill had one catch. Travis Kelce had three catches. Here you have a team that's pretty loaded in a lot of different areas. You have your Robert Woods, you have Brandon Cooks, you know, Cooper Kupp's done for the year, but when they had Cooper Kupp, certainly an explosive offense via the air. You have Todd Gurley. What is the number one thing you think the Patriots need to take away from the Rams if they are to be successful?
This is really tough. I think this is the question, especially for the Patriots defense. This is really tough because what's happening with Todd Gurley, does anybody know? Is he hurt? Is he just not playing well? I mean, this is a guy who can go from having no impact on a game, which he basically had a negative impact on the game. I think he dropped a pass that led to the interception in the championship game, to being, I think he could be Super Bowl MVP. I mean, he definitely has the potential to do that. So what Todd Gurley are we going to see? How long is Sean McVay going to be patient with him? Anderson's running the ball really well. But what I will say, the Patriots, what they struggle with, they have struggled at times against the run this year, but they have also struggled with running backs catching the ball out of the backfield. Williams last week had a touchdown pass, or maybe a couple, and Mahomes missed him on one. Van Noy and Hightower are both excellent linebackers. They're good blitzing. They're good against the run. They're slow. So you have to have an answer for Todd Gurley out of the backfield. I think that's the way Rams can exploit the Patriots defense. In terms of the receivers, I expect to see Gilmore lined up on Woods. Gilmore's been one of the best cornerbacks in the league this year. And I expect you to see safety help for Brandon Cooks, who is a little similar. I mean, Tyreek Hill's a little more explosive, but Cooks is really fast. He's also probably a little bit of a better route runner. But I expect you to see some safety help on Brandon Cooks, and I expect you to see Gilmore take on Woods. But I am a little bit concerned about seeing somebody on a wheel route, especially Todd Gurley, catching a couple of touchdown passes. That happens. It happened in last year's game. That happens against the Patriots with good running backs who can catch the football.
Johnny, nothing I respect more about you than your objectivity, because I know where your heart lies, and you know you're big time ensconced in New England and all the lore and the 9 Super Bowls and just an amazing thing that they've done for the last 17 years. There will never ever be another dynasty like that, at least in my lifetime, I believe. So I got to ask you before I let you roll. I need a prediction and why.
All right, let's go with, you know, I actually really like the Patriots in this football game because they're playing so physically and mentally tough. But the one constant about Patriots Super Bowls is that they're always close. So I don't
they
think
are.
I can go with that.
Now, all of them have been one-score games.
It's humble. And last year was the biggest deficit, and that, you know, was an incredibly close game.
Sure.
So I'm going to go with Patriots 27-24. The one asterisk I'll put to that is that Bill Belichick does not bench arguably his best cornerback and the clutchest defensive player. I just want to put that out there. I have to say it. But I'm going to go 27-24, and I think 12 is going to come down in the clutch once again.
He usually does. He usually does. Johnny, I appreciate it, man. Good luck in the game. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate your insight and your objectivity. And I can't say I'm rooting for the Pats today, although I love Brady. I got a big man crush on Brady, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Rams maybe pull a bit of an upset today. I don't really care, but I think I'm going to pull for L.A. today. No offense. Please don't take offense to it. But I appreciate it, man. Good luck to you, and we'll catch up with you soon, pal.
Thanks, sir. Hopefully we'll see a Patriots-Eagles rubber match sometime in the next couple of years.
Would love to. Love to see that, buddy. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it, pal.
Take care. Thank you, now.
All right. Johnny Callis, son of Hall of Famer Steve Callis, who's probably going to join us a little later on in the program to give his final thoughts as we go through one final walkthrough with Steve Callis. That was his son, Johnny, who is always a good listen, knows everything there is to know about the Patriots, likes the Patriots today 27-24. I've already given out my pick. I like the Rams 37-34 today, but this X and O's matchup, it's going to be interesting the way the Patriots have been running the football and to see if the Rams can get pressure up the middle with Donald and Sue and see if the Patriots can exploit the linebackers of the Rams, and if they're going to run the ball, if they're going to use their passing game as an extension of the running game, just going to be interesting stuff, and I'm really looking forward to that game today this afternoon. I'm Joe Stajak. I'm here till 3 o'clock today, folks. Give me a call, 610-632-0975. We're taking a walk down memory lane, your favorite Super Bowl moment from last year as we wind down the clock on our reign as Super Bowl champions. Coming right back.
Yeah, that's the big dog, huh? 97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move in and move out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
No matter the job, a bad leak in your roof, tired and faded siding, or windows and doors that are inefficient, Rutter Roofing has the answer. We respect your time by making sure each homeowner has the amount of communication needed to ensure their project exceeds their expectations. How many times have you heard of someone having a problem, but the contractor they hired is out of business? We have the longest manufacturer-backed warranty and work primarily in the PA suburbs, so you're fully covered. Go to RutterRoofing.com. That's R-U-T-T-E-R, roofing.com. We will protect your house.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
What does the Philadelphia Auto Show mean to you?
I love seeing so many brands under one roof. I found my next new car.
There's nothing like the Auto Show. Visit PhillyAutoShow.com. Proudly sponsored by State Farm.
Tune in for General Knowledge Wednesday this week on the Mike Missinelli Show. Test your knowledge for a chance to win autographed Eagles merchandise from our friends at Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. Peanut Chews, a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Come in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Philly special.
How do you figure?
And you see what I'm talking about? He starts leading up, and he's going upward and onward. Is Al Michaels and his tone, his inflection, his emotion, and then he drops down. And it's Foles! Touchdown. He brings it down.
He forgot he was excited.
That's right. Tyler G. Chimney, he forgot he was excited. Do you agree with me, Ty?
100%.
What's up with Al Michaels last year?
I love Al Michaels just as much as you do.
Yeah.
Miracles, I mean, I love how, like, that call, obviously, I wasn't alive for it.
Sure.
But I know him from that. I love Al Michaels, so that was disappointing, that call, especially now that we go back and listen to it.
Disappointing. That's an operative word. I mean, it's just, I mean, during the game, I'm so wound up in actually what I'm watching. I'm not really listening that closely. You know, I'm just reacting to what I'm watching. But then when you play them back and it's like, yeah, come on, babe. You know, we're trying to get into this. We're trying to relive it. And then he's like, touchdown, brings it down. And to Foles, touchdown. Come on, man. Give me something.
Yeah, it was also a pass to a quarterback in a Super Bowl right before halftime on fourth down.
Right? The only time a quarterback's caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Only time. On fourth and one. Oh, a pass from a tight end. Not even the starting tight end. Oh, unbelievable. Thanks, Ty, for bringing that up. 610-632-0975. Yeah, we're talking about last year's Super Bowl, taking a trip down memory lane for one last time. Now, I'm sure we'll be doing this forever, but I mean, one last time as we are the reigning champions for about 8 more hours. Little over 8 more hours. And that's it. Finito, as Pat Sherman would say. That's it. Turn out the lights. It's unfortunate. It was so much fun last year. How much fun was that? And the parade and Jason Kelce and that whole thing. That was just a blast last year. New England's used to it. They just had one for the Red Sox. They've had like 12 in the last 15 years. You know, Pats have won five. Red Sox have now won. Would they win their fourth since 2004? Fourth or third? They won one in 04, won one in 07. Three or four for the Sox. Bruins won one in 2011. C's won one. Whew, must be nice. Must be nice. 610-632-0975. Yeah, Jimmy Nance takes over today. I'm okay with Jim Nance. He doesn't do much for me either way. I'm fine with him. Romo, I haven't listened to as closely as everybody else does. I thought he was fabulous in the Chiefs game, predicting those calls, predicting the slant to Gronk, and was it Burkhead or was it Michelle on the touchdown he scored late, killing the play and audibling was Tom Brady. I mean, just I think the over-under on how many times he predicts a play, I think, is 7.5 today. 7.5. On Tony Romo predicting the play before it happens.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
That's exactly
right. Yeah!
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Where have you gone, LeGarrette Blount? What a game he had last year. 14 carries, 90 yards, a 21-yard touchdown run. That was so much fun. It got voted second most exciting and entertaining Super Bowl ever. I forget who voted. It was some website that did a poll or whatever, or a national publication or something. They had number one was the year before, which was the Patriots beating the Falcons after they were down 28-3, coming back and winning that game in overtime, 34-28. Up there was the Steelers in Arizona Super Bowl, where James Harrison had the 100-yard interception return at the end of the half, and then Larry Fitzgerald had the touchdown to put the Cardinals ahead, and then Santonio Holmes with a toe tap late, that big drive from Ben Roethlisberger to win that game, beating Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner probably deserved a little better fate. Been to 3 Super Bowls, only won one. Only won one. I think he's a better quarterback than that. I definitely think he's a Hall of Famer. He beat the Titans in 99, lost to the Patriots 17 years ago. I think it's 17 years ago to the day, today, that the Patriots won that game. They were 14.5-point dogs in that game. 14.5-point dogs. Ty Law with the pick six. Brady's first time out. That throw to David Patton on that fourth quarter drive. Vinatieri. You know, after Rams were down like 14 points in that game. Ricky Prohl had a touchdown late in the fourth quarter to tie the ball game up, and then Brady got the ball. Instead of taking a knee maybe and waiting for overtime, Belichick said, let's go. Let's go. Let's go, 12. Drew Bledsoe pulled him aside and said, just go out there and sling it, man. Just go sling it. That's what he did. That big pass to David Patton across the middle that kept that drive going, and they ended up kicking a field goal by Vinatieri. I think that was in New Orleans. That was unbelievable. 17 years ago to the day, it all began. It all began for the Patriots. I know we're tired of it. We have Patriot fatigue, but you can't help but marvel in what they've done. Just marvel in what they've done for 17 years. 9 trips to the Super Bowl. 9. And I think they left some on the table, too. At least one of those Denver games, the games that they lost in Denver, I think one of those they should have advanced. Probably better than the Ravens the year the Ravens won it. They probably left a few on the table. 9 trips to the Super Bowl. Wow, I'm sure it does not get old. Don't kid yourself. You're a Patriot fan. It does not get old. Probably gotten used to it a little bit. This is their 4th trip to the Super Bowl in 5 years, guys. Fourth trip, 5 years. Wow. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Mike and Del Ranier on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's going on?
All right, man.
How you doing, Jeff?
How you doing, bud?
I'll tell you what. So I'm going to tell you my favorite memory, and it's going to lead into why I'm rooting for today.
Sure.
What I want to see happen today. So I married a Patriots fan, right? And, like, when I first met her, I was batting out of my league, so I couldn't. Yeah, I thought to myself, if this is the worst of it, I can deal with it. She's probably not a real, you know, a big time fan. Her father grew up loving them in the 70s, right? Her whole family, Patriots fan. So I've watched them win these Super Bowls, right? And it's just like, I've been with her 6 years, so I've seen a couple of them, right?
Yeah.
So my favorite memory is just the fact that when the Eagles win, right, they won it against the Patriots. And to see the anger in my wife's eyes. Because, you know, I've never seen that in them, right? And, you know, they lost a couple of them, you know, whatever, but they won most of them. So my favorite memory is just that, right? Because that night, we probably had three major fights in our life, and that was one of them. That night. It lasted all night.
But, well, let me ask you, what do you fight over? It's not like you did anything or she did anything. The game was...
No, but it was just that, you know, she was pulling things I did like 2 months, maybe the one time I didn't take out the trash. It was weird.
Misdirected anger.
Yeah. But so this is why it leads to today. The fact that the Eagles won theirs last year and the parade and all the excitement I had, and it just... It almost alleviated the hate that I have for that fan base because we beat them. I got my Super Bowl ring. I'm not the outsider anymore, right?
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, you know, do I care who wins? I'm more rooting for my block pool numbers. But I'll tell you what, I don't mind to see greatness. You know, when I was a kid, I hated the Bulls. I hated Michael Jordan. And now that I'm older, I look back. You don't see those kind of reigns off or, like, you know, those dynasties often. So... For them to go out and try to win that sixth Super Bowl, I think, what is that, tie the Steelers, or is that could put them ahead, or whatever, it's greatness.
Yeah, Steelers have won six.
Yeah, so they'll be tied with the Steelers, and it's a dynasty that it'll take generations before anyone sees something like that again. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to me.
All right. No, I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for the trip. Enjoy the game, pal, and enjoy your last few hours of calling yourself a Super Bowl champion, at least a reigning Super Bowl champion. Yeah, the Steelers have six, hence the sobriquet Sixburg. So this will be six for the Patriots in 17 years, though. In 17 years. It's amazing. You have to marvel at the greatness. You know, I really don't care who wins today. I really don't. I'm rooting for the Rams. Like to see something different, something new. I like Sean McVay. I like Jared Goff. I like Los Angeles. I'd love to live there. But if the Patriots win, it's just going to be a marvel fest. Just, I can't help marveling at what they've done. It's great. And I'm a Brady guy. I'm an Uggs guy because of Brady. I got a man crush. I admit it. He's great. He's phenomenal. He's the greatest thing ever, and just continuing to watch him do what he does at 41. And the charmed life he lives, he's worth about $600 million as a supermodel wife. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. Not that...
Yada, yada, yada.
Not that hard on the eyes, from what I'm told. Just ridiculous. Ridiculous to have that kind of life. Good for him. 610-632-0975. One more hour to go. I'm Joe Stachak here at 97.5 The Fanatic. We're talking Super Bowl and your favorite moment. Coming back after this.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
97.5 The Fanatic.
May apply. Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Oh, we got coming up. Big game. Love the big game. And Parks Casino, your championship game headquarters, is the spot. Gear up for the game, the big one, with an open-to-the-public big game watch party. I will be there starting at 4:30 p.m. to hang out with you. We'll talk about the game. We'll talk about who we think we're going to win, some prop action. Also, oh, the headliner, special guest appearance by legend Brian Westbrook, B. West. That's right. Your one-stop shop for everything football is Parks Casino. Place your bets at Parks' new sportsbook, then head to Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the brand new Beer Garden to watch the game on three giant screens. Get there early, free admission, food and drink specials all day. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Street Road exit off of I-95 or PA Turnpike. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable. I mean,
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, that's good, Al. That's a good call, Al. And time runs out after about 5 seconds. Did you not know that was the last play of the game? Tyler G., do we have that one more time? Can I hear that one more time? Final call of the Eagles game last year. This was the last play, Eagles and Patriots last year, Super Bowl 52.
Escapes the sack.
jump ball and it's incomplete. And Gronk was there. And time runs out.
This is the end of the game.
That was so incredibly bad.
The long drought.
And it's incomplete. And it's incomplete. And then a few seconds goes by. And that's the end of the game. It could not have been a worse call. He must have not known that was the last play of the game. Again, if I'm whoever runs ABC, I'm sitting around in meetings next year playing those tapes as examples of what not to do. I don't care who he is. I don't care if Jesus H. Christ made the call. I'm sitting around playing those tapes as what not to do. That's just so bad on so many levels. That was the worst call yet. You could hear the crowd noise build up after the ball landed incomplete. Now, obviously, Eagle Nation was going nuts. Confetti's firing off from the confetti machines. He's like, and it is incomplete. And that's the ball game. Really? Super Bowl 52, that's what you're going to be remembered by? I don't want to make this an Al Michaels bash session, but Al, we don't get there that often. And we never win it. If one time we win it, you're going to give us that? Incredible. Unfortunately, Jim Nantz and Tony Romo today, everyone raves about Tony Romo. Everyone raves about it. I haven't listened that closely. I was impressed with what he did in the Chiefs game. That was impressive. Predicting the play. Some people get annoyed at that. They just want to watch it happen organically. I love it. You got a guy up there in the booth calling out the plays before they happen. And it's not like, you know, it's his team or his former team. These are just teams that he's covering and analyzing. Yeah, it's great. I love it. Romo's going to be one of the greats. Jason Witten, apparently not so much. Although I have not listened that closely to Jason Witten. Those things don't bother me too much. I know people get all up in arms about, oh, this guy stinks and that guy stinks and what, blah, 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 blah. I don't really get bogged down in the announcers. I really don't. Now, looking back on it and listening to plays, you know, for this particular job, it's annoying. It's annoying because of how bad it was and what an opportunity lost. And those calls are calls forever now. Can't make that up. You can see what a call like you believe in miracles does, not only for a career, but for a, you know, a nation. A call that'll last forever. A call that never gets old. I mean, that's when Al was kicking it. And that was February 22nd, 1980. 38 years ago from last year. Now, Jim Nantz is doing the game today with Tony Romo. Again, I'm not huge Jimmy Nantz guy. I'm not anti-Jimmy Nantz. I'm curious to see how Romo does. But Jim Nantz really came up huge a couple years ago. To me, this was his greatest call ever. And he's done so many games. He's done college basketball. You know, he does the Masters and he does pro football. This was Jim Nantz, April 3rd, 2016. His shining, finest moment.
Go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins gives it to Jenkins.
Now that's a call. That's a call. Jim Nantz came up huge in that game. Huge. Perfect call, too. Perfect emotion. Said all the right things. Villanova has to go length of the court. It's Archie Diacono. And you can hear Bill Raftery. He's got Jenkins. dishes it to Jenkins for the championship. So he sets it up, and then boom. And you can hear him scream when the ball goes down. And you could hear the cannons of the confetti machines going off. It was perfect. It was just a perfect call. I hope you're going to hear some of that from Jimmy Nance today. Not that it matters to Eagles fans. It's just, it's unfortunate. Again, and I this has turned into an Al Michaels bash session, but you know, Jimmy Nance, that's how you come through in the clutch. That's a big-time call by a big-time announcer. That happens to be near and dear to my heart. It used to be my ringtone because, you know, I went to Villanova and we scored a couple championships in the last couple of years, but that was none more dramatic than that. Maybe 85 when they beat Georgetown, but it didn't happen on a final shot. You know, Jensen hit the winning basket in that game with 2:35 left. This Jenkins hit it with no time left. After a ridiculous three-pointer by North Carolina. Ridiculous three-pointer by North Carolina. But then again, that's talking announcers here. You want me to talk about announcers? You know, Jim Nance, huge. Al Michaels, not so much. Here's a guy who's huge. His name's Steve Callis, Hall of Famer. His son was on a little while ago on the Comcast Business Hotline for his final thoughts as he goes through his final mental walkthrough. He's Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's up, Steven?
Everything's good, Joe. Great to be with you.
You too. All right. So everyone's going through their walkthroughs and whatnot, warming up. I know you are too. Your mental walkthrough over today's game. Final thoughts heading into Super Bowl 53.
Final thoughts. I think like most games, it's going to be won or lost in the trenches. Can the Patriots neutralize that four-man front of the Rams? I think they can. And on the other side of the ball to me, it's Bill Belichick against a young quarterback. So we can talk about 400 other things, but I think those are the two main issues of the game. And I think the Patriots, you know, when you talk about experience, 36 players with 82 games of Super Bowl experience, and the Rams have four guys who have played in the Super Bowl, including their own Brandon Cooks last year, as you'll recall.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Brandon Cooks did not make it out of the game last year, as I recall.
Right.
Malcolm Jenkins sent him to the sideline for good. Okay, and we talked about this last year. You know, Patriots' ninth Super Bowl, fourth in the last 5 years. Meanwhile, it's the fourth trip all time for the Rams, and a lot of their guys haven't sniffed the Super Bowl, let alone played in nine or four in the last 5 years. How does the experience factor in here?
Well, I'm a big believer in experience. I've heard, you know, Darren Woodson say, yeah, it doesn't really matter when I was a rookie, blah, blah, blah. We won with Dallas, but I did hear him say this year it really does matter. So I don't know where he actually stands on that. But come on, in anything, whatever you do, I don't care what it is, experience counts. Experience is helpful. And these guys are not complacent. Look at Tom Brady. He's still competitive. He's got that famous you better give up your life because I'm giving up mine to play in this game. So I think experience counts for a lot, and obviously the Patriots have it. Coaching, quarterback, players, coordinators, you know, they have experience. And, you know, so many of them just played in the last two. This is three in a row. This is very unusual, as you know, only the third team ever to play in three Super Bowls in a row. So they know the drill. They know how long the game is going to be. I'll never forget Belichick before that Atlanta stunning comeback said, you know, if you haven't played in this game, the halftime is extra long. The timeouts are extra long. And by the end of three quarters, you feel like the game is over because it's like a regular game after three quarters. And I certainly think that hurt the Falcons a few years ago. And if the Patriots can get up into the high 80s or 90s in plays, that's usually a recipe for them to win. That's unusual, but it's usually a recipe for them to win, like they did last week and like they did against the Falcons a few years ago.
Last seven games for the Patriots over the last 3 years, they are 7-1. I'm sorry, eight playoff games, 7-1. Let me give you some scores. Against the Texans, 34-16 victory, 36-17 over the Steelers, 34-28, like you mentioned, the Super Bowl over the Falcons, 35-14 over the Titans, 24-20 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. We remember that AFC title game. They lost to the Eagles 41-33, whooped up on the Chargers 41-28, and beat the Chiefs 37-31 in overtime a couple weeks ago. Only one game in the last eight, did they not score over 30 points in a playoff game? And replacing a Rams team who did have a propensity to give up points this year, can the Rams get into a track meet? We know how quickly the Patriots can score and how efficiently. Can the Rams hang in a track meet with the Patriots?
I don't think they can. The Rams offensively are really good. They took a big step back when they lost Cooper Kupp. You know the stats. Goff's completion rate went from 68% to 59. His passer rating went from 113 to 83 once Kupp was lost. They can put up points, but they're not the Chiefs. The Chiefs were the only team I saw who could go toe-to-toe with the Patriots, and they lost both of those games, right? They lost last 2 weeks ago, and they lost 43-40 during the regular season.
Yes, they did.
So, I don't think they're the I don't think the Rams are the offensive juggernaut they were the first 9-10 weeks. Again, directly to Cooper Kupp. You know, if you talk about who is Belichick going to take away, the guy he would have taken away is Cooper Kupp for sure, and he's already taken away. So due to injury, obviously. So that's not a good sign for the Rams, in my view, because they don't have that standout unless you tell me Gurley is 100%, and he certainly didn't look it 2 weeks ago. He missed games at the beginning of the year with a knee. He missed games at the end of the regular season, the last two games, with a knee. And to me, he just hasn't looked 100%. If he's 100%, he's the guy you want to take away. And I think you'll find that out pretty quickly, A, what Belichick thinks, and B, just by watching him, how healthy is he. If C.J. Anderson is coming in all the time early, then to me, Gurley is hurt.
Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. So the Chiefs get blanked in the first half a couple weeks ago. And like you mentioned, I mean, Tyreek Hill had one catch in the game. Travis Kelce had three. Very pedestrian performances. But they exploded in the second half for 31 points, 24 in the fourth quarter. What can the Rams learn from the second half of that game against the Chiefs, if anything?
Well, again, to me, Mahomes is a wild card. He's the MVP. Jared Goff is not Mahomes. But I think what you learn is, as amazing as it was for the Patriots to shut out, I mean, that was incredible. I think that was the only time they were shut out in the first half all year.
Yep.
That the Chiefs were. I think what you can find out is it's a 60-minute game. You got to keep plugging no matter what. You got to stick to your game plan, whatever that is. Again, to me, they're not explosive anymore because of Cooper Kupp, but certainly they can put points on the board. If you can get Jared Goff to where he's doing that play action, which means if they can run the ball well against the Patriots, which you can do, if they can do that, then Jared Goff is a much better quarterback. You know, the play action stats are off the chart with him as a play-action passer as opposed to just a regular passer. So if they can get their running game going, I think it can be a shootout. I just don't think that's what's going to happen. I think, if anything, Belichick, what he's going to take away, I think, is he's going to try and take away the running game and then put the ball in the hands of Jared Goff to win the Super Bowl, and that's tough for any young quarterback.
Don't think Goff has it in him?
I don't think he does. Maybe he'll prove me wrong, but I don't think he does. Again, mostly because of the drop. If you told me Cooper Kupp was in this game and they lit it up all year like they lit it up the first 9-10 weeks of the year, I might have a totally different view of this game. But they haven't had Kupp. They've kind of adjusted to life without him, but life without him, they're just not quite the same as life with him. And I think that's a big part of the game, even though everybody's known for weeks that he wasn't going to play.
Real quick, I got one more Nick Foles question for you, but in case you haven't heard Steve's pick, I'm going to let you do it again, present your case, Stephen. 8-2 in the playoffs this year. That's an 80% clip last time I checked, man. That'll put you atop anybody's handicapping records. You've done a great job, certainly on the podcast, certainly on this show. What do you like today? Who do you like today, and why?
Yeah, I like the Patriots -2.5. Again, I think they're going to be able to run the ball, and if they're not able to run the ball, I think they're going to be able to hit their backs out of the field, out of the backfield. And then, of course, you know, you got guys like Hogan and Edelman who run these short routes. You got Gronk, who's who's a great blocking tight end. It's interesting. This is the first year people have focused on his blocking. I think if he retires, it's going to be because of the blocking all the time,
mm-hmm.
not because he can't go out there and play and catch passes. I think they just have too many different ways, coupled with the experience factor, coupled with Brady. But yeah, if the defense, I think the game is on the defensive front four of the Rams. If they can really wreak havoc, get that pressure up the middle like the Giants did, or get that big play at the end like the Eagles did last year, obviously I think they can win the game, but I'll take the Patriots -2.5, and I'll go with a score of 27-20, New England over the Rams.
All right, we shall keep an eye on it. As you know, I like the Rams to win the game outright, 37-34. Call me crazy. Again, I would never bet it because I don't bet against the Patriots. I think that's, of all the years I've been doing it, I put together my own little rule book, and that's like top rule number one. Don't bet against the Patriots as long as Brady and Belichick are there. But we will see. You are hot, my friend, 8-2 in the playoffs. Now, one more question before I let you go. Reports surfaced. We know the reports yesterday that the Eagles are probably going to pick up the option on Nick Foles' contract, $20 million, and Nick Foles will probably buy it out at $2 million. But in terms of where he might end up, and we talked about this, we threw it around yesterday a little bit, Chris Mortensen of ESPN says his information tells him that, you know, where he winds up, I think what the Eagles, this is a quote, would like to see is something develop with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, remember, John DeFilippo is now their offensive coordinator. He was the Eagles quarterback coach a year ago when they won the Super Bowl. It's a business. Foles knows that. He's not going to play nice with the Eagles. They don't want to go, they won't want to send him to the Giants or the Redskins. The goal is to keep him out of the division, and the Jaguars being hopefully the team that gets him. And we'll see what they give up in return. What do you think about that fit for Nick Foles if he goes to Jacksonville for both he and the Eagles?
If you tell me the Jacksonville defense is going to rebound and be like it was two seasons ago, because it was up and down this year, if you tell me Fournette is healthy, which was a question mark this year, I think it's the best fit he's going to get, because DeFilippo knows him. You got to run what Nick Foles can run. You're not going to take Nick Foles and put him into the Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes system at Kansas City. I think you got to put him in where he was successful with the Eagles, which is the run pass option. You know he's going to stay within himself. You gave him that name, Never Nervous Nicky. It'll be hard for the Eagles to let him go. I think they do have to cut ties with him, although I'll say it again. I don't know if in the next 7, 8, 9 years that Carson Wentz is going to be able to duplicate what Nick Foles did as an Eagle, 27-2, Super Bowl MVP, beat the best defense in the league 2 years straight in the playoffs. It only happened 4 times in the history of football. That's going to be hard, but I do think he's, for Carson Wentz's sake, I think you have to get rid of Nick Foles. Now, I did hear Adam Schefter again reiterate his, I think it's going to be around the third round draft pick, which just strikes me as way too little. A one alone at a minimum to me, but maybe I'm just not understanding these things. The other thing is, I also heard Adam Schefter say today, they don't even have to do the dance where they pick up the $20 million option, make him pay $2 million to get out. Adam Schefter said they could just franchise him now.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you want to make Nick Foles spend $2 million, which would strike me as really petty given what he's contributed to the Eagles,
sure.
They might just go right to the franchise tag, which means, though, whoever gets him, I think only maybe they get to negotiate a long term with him beforehand. But to me, that would just get him the franchise tag year. I don't know exactly how that works, but I think the best landing place for him would be Jacksonville. The Eagles will be happy. They don't want him in the NFC East. I don't know why anybody would think, even if you think he can't do it with Washington, if Alex Smith doesn't hurt. I don't know what they do with the Giants. Manning has one more year. Are they going to cut Eli Manning in New York? That wouldn't go over too well, even though he hasn't been good. So I think it would be the best, and I'll say this. I almost picked Jacksonville. You know, they should have beat the Patriots two postseasons ago.
Yes, they should have.
I almost picked them over the Patriots this year when I went Patriots-Eagles at the beginning of the year and at the beginning of the playoffs. But Jacksonville fell off a cliff. I don't know if that's a coaching thing. They're not mentally tough like, for example, the Patriots are mentally tough. But I do think that would be the best landing place for Nick Foles as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And to me, he would make them instant contenders in the AFC.
Yes, he would. We'll see what happens with Nick Foles as the saga continues. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll get your thoughts, Stephen, as we go along into the offseason, which officially begins around 10 o'clock tonight. Great job, as usual, all year with football, pal. We'll get your take on the Super Bowl that was coming up down the road next week, but to 8-2 in the playoffs so far. You like the Patriots today, 27-20. We'll keep an eye on that. Great having you on again, pal, and enjoy the game.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
You too, Stephen. Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Got to take another break. D-Line, I'm coming up at 3 o'clock. She'll take you up to 6 o'clock. Oh, look at that. She walks right in as I say that. So D-Line is in the house a little bit. I'm sure she's going to want to talk a little bit about that Sacramento loss last night, 115-108. By the Sixers, and we can still continue some Sixers chat if you want. We are talking Super Bowl, your favorite, most memorable play from last year as our time as reigning champions is coming to a close. I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic. We are coming right back. Yeah, the big dog, huh?
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, business owners. Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text JUDGE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text JUDGE to 321321. That's J-U-D-G-E to 321321.
February 3rd is this Sunday. Not only is it the biggest football game of the year, it's also the biggest betting day of the year, and you can get in on all the action from the comfort of your own couch with the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. In addition to the over-under and the point spread, DraftKings Sportsbook has prop bets too, like the coin toss, who'll score first, all kinds of fun ones. With over 10 million bets placed to date on DraftKings Sportsbook app, it's the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey, and this is your last chance to bet on football this season. Don't miss out. And as a special big game bonus, new users will get their first bet matched up to $500. That's right. For a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at signup on DraftKings.com or on the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC, and DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements, only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
Message and data rates may apply. Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
When you think Valentine's Day, you think romance, love, and Cozy Jewelers. Yes, Cozy Jewelers in Newtown Square. Valentine's Day is the one holiday that shines as bright as a diamond from Cozy Jewelers. The reason is the 5 C's. Color, cut, clarity, carat, and the 5th C, cozy. The brilliance of your cozy diamond shows your love. And now through Valentine's Day, Cozy is offering 15% most everything in the store or $400 off a diamond engagement ring. Cozy Jewelers in Newtown Square or www.cozyjewelers.com. Step up to the 5th C this Valentine's Day at Cozy Jewelers.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
Sports Talk for Haysport and all of Burlington County.
97.5. The Fanatic. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Better. That was a little better job by Al Michaels. At least he, you know, was a little, he was commensurate with the moment. Come on, Big Al. Expect more from you. See, at least that, you know, that was okay. But otherwise, oh boy, Al, you need a mulligan there, bro. You need a mulligan. Butler, Hernandez, and Cohen, we put people first, peoplefirstlawyers.com. We're still continuing the Super Bowl talk. D-Lineup's in the house. She'll be along at 3 o'clock, 3 to 6:30. Game's at 6:30. I want to know what you're doing, who you're liking, where's the money going. Listen, I doubt you're sitting around on, you know, pins and needles for this one if you don't have money on the game. I know there are a lot of people that are anti-New England. That's fine. I kind of get that. I'm rooting for the Rams myself, but I'm a big Brady guy, so if he wins, it's fine. Fine with me. You know, I love watching greatness. I love watching the legacy grow. The Belichick and Brady dynasty is just something you'll never see again, probably. Certainly not in my lifetime. I doubt it. What do I got? I got like 20, 25 more years left. Yeah, it's just incredible. And, you know, I like watching greatness. I am thrilled to say that I watched Michael Jordan in his prime, that I watched, you know, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Wayne Gretzky, you know, guys like that, Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Greg Maddux. You know, I watched some really, really iconic figures in their prime. And Tom Brady, I watched Montana. He's a little younger, but watch him in his prime. Elway. I mean, these guys are icons. And Brady's up there. You want to talk about a team sports player? To me, he's top three. I go, Gretzky's number one, if you ask me. You just look at his numbers, and he's got four championships and six trips to the finals. I don't think it's that close. I know a lot of people go with Mike, which I can see. But in terms of sports, team sports, I mean, Gretzky, what he did to his sport is more impactful than I think anyone else has done to their respective sport. And if you just look at the numbers, listen, I think we've talked about this many times before. If he never scored a goal, ever, bagel, horse collar, zero, he'd still be the all-time leader in points. Still be the all-time leader in points. That says it all right there. And he's got enough championships. Yeah, he went to six. He didn't win all six like Mike did. He won four. That's enough. I put Mike 2 and 2A as Brady, or vice versa. Doesn't matter. To me, they're right there. They're bottom of the pyramid. And I put Gretz first. I know we live in the moment. It's called recency bias. So maybe you're talking about Brady as number one at this point. It's hard to argue because it's harder in football to bring down those Super Bowls and to make nine trips to the Super Bowl and win six of them, which he will accomplish if he wins today. That's pretty incredible over a 17-year period. So, again, I go Gretz, and then I go 2 and 2A, whatever you want to call it. I say Mike and Tom Brady. You want to throw LeBron in there as 2B, 2C, whatever you want to call it, I'm fine with that too. I'll go that. I'll throw those guys in the mix. And not that I don't want to get this into showing who's better, who's the greatest. Those are just my opinions. But I'm just saying this because Brady is in that pantheon of number one, number two, number three. And you could make an argument. And I can make an argument for Mike being number one. You can make an argument for Brady being number one. So just to be in that argument, that discussion is just incredible. And interestingly enough, all eight Super Bowls that he's already played in, they've been one-score games. No blowouts. And they blow out a lot of teams. New England can blow out a lot of teams, and they have. But in the Super Bowl, they've been close. They've been close. 3-point win over the Rams. 3-point win over the Panthers. 3-point win over the Eagles. Their first three Super Bowls, they won each Super Bowl by 3 points. And they lost to the Giants by 4, I believe. And then they lost another close one to the Giants. Then they beat Seattle 24-20. That ridiculous pass from Russell Wilson instead of handing the ball off. The beast mode. And then they beat the Falcons 34-28 in overtime. They won by 6. And then they lost to the Eagles 41-33. So that's technically a one. All right, welcome back to the show. Final segment here. Joe Stazak show until 3 o'clock. The great D-Lion takes over at that time. I'm sure she'll be talking a lot of Super Bowl. Also, the Sixers lost last night to the Sacramento Kings. We are in Super Bowl mode as the countdown to kickoff continues. 6:30 kickoff. What time is it now? It's 2:45, so about a little less than 4 hours until kickoff, 3 hours, 45 minutes. And really, there's only about 7 hours and 12 minutes left that we can say we are champions. We are the reigning Super Bowl champions. That is coming to an unceremonious close, unfortunately. Time to say goodbye, folks. Unfortunately, it was fun. It was terrific. It's like the greatest thing ever. So many memories, so many good times. I remember I was here for the second half because I had to do the post-game show with Zach Gelb, and Pat Egan was on the air doing the in-game thing. And, man, we were on pins and needles. It was tight. Patriots score to go ahead. After all that, Eagles were up the whole game. Patriots score to go ahead, and the Eagles had the ball. And, again, another key play on that drive, on the last Eagles drive, at least the last drive that ended up in a touchdown, was the 4th-and-2 play to Zach Ertz. We talked about, you know, little plays here or there. I mean, that wasn't such a little play. It was a huge play. But we talked about the Rodney McLeod tackle on Brandon Cooks in the second quarter. The 4th-and-2 play, Nick Foles is kind of not only off his back foot, but he's falling backwards. He's under pressure. And he fires the ball to Zach Ertz, who basically beat his man because there was a pick play that Brent Celek executed perfectly. It was almost so brazen and blatant, you were kind of felt fortunate that there was no flag on the play because it was brazen. I mean, Celek just knocked his guy to the ground. He knocked Ertz's guy to the ground, actually. And it left Ertz open a little bit just for a second or two. It caught the completion, kept his hands up with the ball high because he was being tackled around the waist, and it converted. If they don't convert that, then that's the ball game. They don't come back from that. Patriots have the ball deep in Eagles territory. I mean, anything could happen still. I get it. You know, maybe they hold the Patriots to a field goal and they have one drive left to go down the field, but puts them in a very, very different spot than they were in. And of course, Nick Foles then drives the field. Wasn't hard to drive the field last year. Patriots had over 500 yards. Eagles had over 500 yards. I mean, it was the most yards in a game in NFL history. Most yards in a game in NFL history. And it was voted the number 2 most exciting and entertaining game in Super Bowl history. Only behind, I think, the number 1 game was the Patriots over the Falcons the previous year, 34-28 in overtime when they were down 28-3. And that game, how'd you like to be the Falcons? You want to talk about getting over a game? And then people talk about, hey, Saints, you got to get over it. First of all, it just happened. You expect the Saints to get over that? Just like, are you kidding me? Put yourself in that position. That's one you take to your grave, kids. All right, forget about getting over it. I know, you're probably tired of hearing about it. I get it. Other things were in play that day that could have changed the outcome as well. But imploring the Saints to get over it, it was less than 2 weeks ago. I remember a game, Miami-Ohio State, 2003 Fiesta Bowl, January 3rd. They win the ball game, but there's a flag thrown on the last play of the game as Miami is on the field celebrating and the confetti is being shot out of cannons. Ref throws a flag, calls interference on Miami. Ohio State ends up scoring. They win in overtime. I will let you know when I'm over that. 2.5 weeks, I will let you know when I'm over that loss. And you want the Saints to get over that loss in under 2 weeks? Come on, people, give them a break. And I know that Sean Payton, I think in his press conference, he said he's been under the covers eating ice cream and Netflix. I love that. That tells me he's real. He's human. First of all, these guys work like 29 hours a day. So take a little bit of a break. And especially, you know, grieving, because it is grief. You are grieving over that loss. He's eating ice cream and watching Netflix. I'm okay with that. And it's certainly a humbling situation for Sean Payton. I know people think he's arrogant and he's a jackass and all this stuff and are glad that it happened to him. And I'm not big on Schadenfreude. I don't really care either way. I don't really like Sean Payton that much, but I don't hate him. I like Drew Brees. See, my love of Drew Brees kind of counteracts my ill will towards Sean Payton. I love Drew Brees. He was on First Take the other day talking about it already. I mean, he's a stand-up guy. He even admitted, yeah, there were plays in that game. You know, if we executed, we win that ball game. They punched the ball in early. I mean, they were blowing out the Rams. They only had a 13-0 lead. Rams did a nice job keeping the Saints the field goals down deep early in that game. Then they called a ridiculously gutsy fake punt to Sam Shields. Johnny Hecker to Sam Shields, who was short of the first down. He actually had to catch the ball and do a little juke to gain 4 more yards to get the first down, and then they get 3 out of it, and they hang in there. They're down 20-10 in the second half as well. Comeback. I mean, it was a big comeback, big-time comeback. But the Saints did some things, shot themselves in the foot. It was a tough call. I know we only really dwell on what was the last thing to happen. No one mentioned the non-call and the face mask on Jared Goff earlier in that quarter, which would have helped the Rams probably get a touchdown there, and it would have made the Saints drive the field for a touchdown instead of a field goal. But, I mean, you know, listen, it happens. I hope they'll fix it. They'll find a way to prevent things like that from happening because it is tragic. It's different than the Chiefs-Patriots game. That was a mistake by the player. He was offsides. Well offsides. But in the Saints-Rams game, I mean, that's something, I don't know how you miss that. Shouldn't miss it. And they have to find a way to kind of fix those things. We got to go. Happy Super Bowl 53, everyone. It's been a great year with you, enjoying the trips down memory lane, enjoying the most memorable moments of Super Bowl 52. Wish we were back there as we were last year, but it's time to, you know, turn over the crown and to remove yourselves from the throne and give it up, hopefully just for another year, and hopefully the Eagles will be back there next year. I got to go. D-line, I'm up next. Tyler G. behind the glass, taking your calls. Thanks to everyone who called in. Johnny and Steve Callis, great job as usual. Again, I like the Rams, 37-34, folks. Enjoy the game. Whatever you do, be safe. Don't drink and drive, and I will catch up with you soon. God bless. Late.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.